Hi.
Welcome back to From Under the Bed,
your resident spooky movie podcast.
I'm Stevie.
And I'm Sarah.
Today, we are covering
Five Nights at Freddy's. I literally did this. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights.
But also peace.
At Freddy's. FNAF.
At movie. Freddy's. If we had both hands, I'd do the little, I'll do it on yours.
We'll do
it. This is so exciting.
Yes. Okay. We're Five Nights at Freddy's fans.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I've been telling people recently, like when they ask, like, are you going to go, like before it even came out, they're like, are you going to go see it? And I was like, oh, I mean, I guess. And I was like, I like it. Like in the peripheral, like I would watch, I watched so many playthroughs. We all, you know, it's the culture of literally just like over the past 10 years or however many years. But it's like, I never considered myself like in it though. Cause I was like, I don't know enough, but it's so easy to just fall in it. Which we did literally, or at least speaking for myself, I feel like I'm like, anyway, now I'm ingrained.
Sorry. I feel like it sucks you in. Like, if you're interested at all, you're just like, oh. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're like, what's the lore? And then you're just sucked into it. I think
it's because nowadays, too, it's easier to access the lore. Not that, like, it wasn't before, but I feel like before, like, when I'd watch playthroughs, I'm like, wait a minute. So what's the story here? And like you could look up stuff, but it was just not as
maybe now people now make more content
everywhere. Yeah. I feel like you had to kind of be on forums or like digging through stuff to be like, wait, does everyone know what? Or it was like theorized, and then they made more games, and now there's more stuff,
and now there's a movie.
I so good.
What a time! I remember when I first saw the trailer, and I don't know what movie I was watching, but we were in the theater, and I don't know if I was with you. But when the trailer first came up, I was like, what? I didn't even know it was going to happen. Somehow I hadn't heard about the movie happening, one. And then Josh Hutcherson, right on our screen. And we're like, That's my man.
Man for you. No, literally, that's my Peta Mallark. That's our boy.
Mallarkey.
I'm tired of all this. Listen, like Josh is just... I remember the first thing I saw, I remember was like the, not even the trailer. I remember like, I guess last year when they just showed a photo, like them standing in front of
maybe it. Maybe I had seen that, but I didn't know Josh Hutcherson was in it or something.
Yeah, I think maybe when it was announced, I was like, wait, what? But when they first showed it, I was like, I don't.
Because almost the thought of it is like, maybe I thought it was a fan thing.
Or yeah, you know, like, I did think that at first. And then people were posting about it. And I was like, oh. And I was like, wait, so they're taking it seriously. And I know that they love it. And so I know that this must be more than just like, hey, this isn't the talk. Like, it looked like something that like it was a fake poster and that people were like getting really excited about it. And it's like, that's not happening, guys. But it did. And it was real. And it is real.
Yeah.
It's still here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your first like
Five Nights at Freddy's
moment?
Okay. I remember being when I was studying abroad in London, and you know how we talked about this before, like when you're abroad, especially in that time of your life, you're just like, I got to find something for comfort because I'm going through it. Like as great as it is, you're just like, I need things. And that was British YouTubers.
I was literally about to say it was our YouTubers.
It was literally the beginning of a certain YouTube era. Like it was it. And I remember, well, just in general being obsessed with Dan and Phil because I was like in London too. And I'd already loved them, but I was like, oh my gosh. And I think it was obviously on Dan and Phil Games. Back and better than ever, but back
they're
then
they're still doing it.
Man, but back then, yeah, that was just like boom boom boom. And I remember Dan, I think just Dan did it. He was like, I'm gonna play this Five Nights at Freddy's thing, and like like it was just you can never not have a good time watching people play it. It was just so great. And I was just like engrossed like watching, and I'm like, what is this? Like, why is this Chuck E. Cheese's, and why, how are they getting away with this? I was like, what are they? But then obviously it's got its own thing. And so I remember that. And then I remember just seeing, I think I watched a bunch of other YouTubers also play, because at the time, like the second one had just come out or something, I don't know, 2015, something had come out at that point. And I remember I was like just jumping through playthrough after playthrough, because somehow people just made it unique their own. But I will say that whenever, I guess he started playing it right away, but I didn't get on the Markiplier train until now, because I didn't
I've
been watching, I've literally been having him on for the past like few weeks, just being like, let me catch up, I guess, for the past 9 years that he's literally had, because
he's always been just circling around
and I knew that he was the Five Nights at Freddy's guy, but I was always like, well, okay, one day maybe I'll check his thing out. And then I'm like, I need to, like, it makes sense. But also, quick little Markiplier side story. that when I brought him up like however many months ago, I don't even know what we were talking about. Maybe it was this, or maybe it was just in general. We were talking about like one of the trends on TikTok, like his one. That's where I first was, honestly. I'm surprised that before that I had never really seen him, like seen him. Mm-hmm. But I saw the trend where he does the thing from last year when he's like, this is my favorite thing right here.
Yeah, they use him this. For so many memes.
Yeah, and I'm like,
TikTok.
Who's this man? And then I was like, oh, that's him. Okay. And then I would talk to Stevie about it. I was like, you know, Mark Plyer. And you were like,
I'm like, yeah, Markiplier. And Markiplier. I was just like, and you're like, why are you saying his name like that?
I kept being like, what are you?
Why are you saying
on?
It like
I know.
That.
I was like, what's his middle name? What are you doing? Like, why are you going like Mark? Like, eh.
Markiplier.
And then his middle name's eh. And I was like, what are you? And you're like, it's Markiplier. And I. Plier, comma, Mark.
I just remember
it's
we were
literally
at, like a restaurant. Yeah. And you're like, why are you saying it like that?
I was like agreeing with everything you were saying. And then I was like, so why are you doing that?
You were like, oh
my God.
Why?
So in my heart, he's still Plier. Comma Mark. Plier. Anyone? Mark. Bueller. And listen. So anyway, he's great. And I understand. I understand the girlies. Okay. Because Stevie's over there like, bark like you want it.
But bark like you
amazing,
want
Amazing though.
It.
His videos, as you know, if you're a huge Five Nights at Freddy's person, like they're just incredible. Ugh. He's so great. But yeah, that's my like just watching people, various YouTubers. Dan and Phil started it for me though. They just like, you just get sucked in. But now. Yeah. And now I'm like, let me like go through everything again. Let me go, like we were watching Griffin and Justin McElroy do it. Yeah.
Well, I used to play it in 2014 when the first one came out. And
see, that matches up. See, look at that. Amazing.
And then I didn't play all those mini games and stuff. And then I would see it all the time. And obviously it's everywhere. And then I would see the most recent one with like the glam rock. Freddie and all of those characters, and I'm like,
ugh. Oh yeah, the boom the in 2021 was like huge.
Yeah, and then I would watch those playthroughs all the time on Twitch, and I want to play that one.
I was supposed to say we're gonna play. We want to really. I know it's that thing. It's one of those franchises that like, yeah. For example, like when I got into the McElroys and I saw them do that, it was like last year. So when I first saw it, I was just like, it just before this movie even came back, it's just like it just you feel like you recognize the Five Nights at Freddy's coming up every few years. You're just like, oh.
And
there
then
you
we
are.
Were talking about there how are, like Peter. There you are. No. We were talking about how like obviously a bunch of kids gravitated towards it. Yeah. And then I remember seeing them like wearing the shirts and being obsessed, and I was always like, but that's like because I would think about it, and I would think about Slender Man because I would play that too. And then I'm like, these kids, are they playing it? And I'm like, they were like 8 or whatever. And it's not like it's like crazy, but it's also like a scary horror
it's
game. So
definitely
I'm like,
something I would have not
played at 8. Well, I don't know. Maybe
I think I would have liked certain aesthetics of it.
Yeah. I mean,
but
I get it, but I
don't know what I would have done. I feel like I would have just been like, that's great. Maybe I will watch playthroughs as well if I was had access to that as a kid. And being like, but, you know, that's what's funny. It's like it's been through so many, like obviously in 2014, 2015, there was internet was like YouTube, everything. But it's amazing what the newer one, like Security Breach did on
it's
TikTok.
So
incredible.
It just looks so cool.
First off, the aesthetics of that one were amazing. Like, the way the cosplay took over, the way the edits took over, so many audios.
The cosplay
what a time.
Community. Going off.
Took over. Still, I love it. So I know
them.
Still.
And now we're like
still because now the movie and it's like it's amazing because I think what when the glam rock ones came out, that was the main focus for the cosplays. Mm-hmm. And now people are just doing all
like
of them.
People mostly do
those.
Because
it was kind of
those.
Easy not easier, yeah. More like what do you call it? Like you could kind of humanize it, I guess, or what's the right word when you like make it anthropomorphic.
Tries
to speak. I'm like, anthropomorphic, right?
Am I saying that right now? Now
basically,
I don't know.
Basically, easier like when you want to do like Roxy, like it's you can do like it's so cool. But
They move differently, so it's like
it's
but
like,
also their outfits are cool. Like they have more.
Yeah, it's
their
less
outfits.
About it's more about just like the style. Like it's like everything about it looks like something you'd be like, I could find that and I could wear that and make it.
Well, because they actually wear outfits.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Whereas, I was like, what do you mean? The other ones are like Winnie
the other
the Pooh.
Ones are like I'm a bear with a hat.
Winnie the Pooh, just completely.
Like which obviously you can still make cosplays based off of that, but
it's wild.
You can do so much more. I
know. And then like all just the way the audio's like, what a time. 2021. I think it was 2021. Yeah.
Now all I'm thinking is
Vanessa.
I'm just thinking bark like you want it.
That's it. I'm done with Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm back with Five Nights at Freddy's.
And the Vanessa ones. Those were. I feel obviously if you haven't even seen Five Nights, you probably heard the Vanessa.
And just like
audios.
And literally
you're supposed to be on lockdown.
I just
Vanessa.
And then all of them. And then when it tied in with the Vanessa.
Oh my
love crossover.
God.
And then the crossover one of trending? Material Girl with Gregory, the I don't have shoelaces though. Nah. And then come on, Gregory.
Material
and then Material Girl.
Girl.
Like it's incredible.
What a time. listen,
it's a renaissance right now too. I mean, it's never gone away, but now it's like, I love the boom. Seeing the boom again with the movie
there's happening. There's just always a crossover between Five Nights at Freddy's and something. You know?
Something. We love it. And again, it's just going to keep happening if we have like sequels and just like probably they'll have a new game at some point. I don't know. We gotta play Security Breach. That's not even to tap into the music side of things. Yeah, if you've never music, heard of any of the stuff we're talking about, you might have heard people make music for fan music. Which it's probably one of the randomest franchises that has done it. Like not random, but it's like you really just don't see that for every single video game. Like
no, you know? And it reminds me, I think we talked about this before when we talked about like Doctor Who and yeah. all that and like the Harry Potter mm-hmm. like anybody who made there were bands that specifically did, like, made especially music
YouTubers yeah.
for those sort of fandoms and yes. I'm like Five Nights is one of the ones that they like, and it's picked funny up
because I just
and ran with it
yeah someone I don't know who I mean the Living Tombstones is definitely one like the yeah. their end song like end credits in the movie
yeah it's really, in the movie
yeah but it's just incredible because it's just like go off amazing and they did
family which is not the
yeah that one but that but there's so many there's like there everyone is like yeah we know them
we
or
know
they've never known or, so we're showing you but below the surface and so the I have da 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 like there's so
anyway. You're like let me
see if he's gonna rendition. Do cosplays of the animatronics and I'll yeah. be Gregory
No,
mostly I don't think I can do a robe. I don't think I can. They're what is so it? The jerk. Cool. It's like the like, jerk. Like
I don't know.
The,
I have to practice.
What is the
it.
Word like, you used? You're like it's the like you use that word that makes it so realistic. Is not that you just moving like this, but you have to do that like yeah, kind of like jolting jolt. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm over here like anyway. Incredible. That's what is in our heads. I feel like the moment before we ever like we're just like I'm ready to watch this yeah. and like enjoy it because mm-hmm. I was talking to several people about how we were like oh like it's not rated R so I don't know what to expect. Like I personally was like I saw people that they liked it, people who were big fans, and mm-hmm. I was like well maybe they do a bunch of like not lore stuff but maybe they do a bunch of like just things for the fans, right? That it's like that's so cool they care. But then also I was like they seem to like it despite like they're not saying oh that was too campy or like campy where it shouldn't be campy.
That's what I was saying because when I saw it I was just like that's literally what I said. I was like it's not I was expecting it to be campy and I didn't think it was campy.
Yeah, Stevie was like pointing out the like whole like there's scene because I think I said something about is there a scene because Stevie saw it before me and then she watched it with me again and I think I asked you about something about like a scene where I'm like I've heard that there's like I didn't use these words but people were using it like oh there's a cringe scene or there's like a thing and you were like
when
are they trying to say cringe for like campy and then you were like it isn't campy though like,
yeah
like you know what I mean like it's like you're like that doesn't even the word cringe in the terms of what everyone else means but you know doesn't even exist you know
yeah which, because I
and
felt
confirm,
like
it
I
doesn't
was...
ever have a moment where I'm kind of like you know what yes. I mean which could be easy and it could still be a good movie with it being like well there is you know feeling you know like you know
no yeah I feel like that I mean like I would have
you were like
been like I would have been expecting yeah. that but I feel like I was saying to you I'm like one they did Blumhouse did it
yeah
and then
yeah.
two I think they leaned into it instead of they like really leaned into it and they're like we're gonna make it creepy
yeah.
and we're not just gonna pull back or like I don't know some people definitely wanted it to be scarier and more
but
horror
I
but
think,
I feel like they leaned
didn't
in
you say
as
that
much
where you're
as
talking
they,
about the tone
you know
still
what
feels that
they
way
played it seriously
yes
but instead still. Of playing it in a campy way mm-hmm. of like well obviously this is this and it's like knowing they have this fandom and knowing that they could go even with like the music or be kind of cheesy but
it kinda,
also with the backstories that they yes. put into it that aren't connected to the game
because it's a
sad it's
sad story of a game
and it's
like
serious.
It's a sad it's kind of like we were talking about earlier when you're saying like when something is made taken seriously but still keeps the humor
yeah
I feel like it's still it didn't make it so that it was like this is not fun like
yeah,
we were having fun
we
with
had
it.
A good time obviously
yeah.
we like horror in general
yeah.
but
the movie itself doesn't seem like it's taking itself too seriously
no.
where you're just kind of like
no but I'm just like know? They literally leaned into mm-hmm. this is a serious
this
horror
is a
movie,
messed up premise
but
so
the,
we're gonna
it's
go
a
with
up
it
premise,
yeah.
and then yeah we're based off of this game
yeah.
that has like some silly
and
things
we know
in it.
That y'all love it like
yeah.
they knew like they weren't just like the reason it's being made is not because it's like they I mean money is the answer at all times clearly mm. but the reason it's being made is because not because it was like this insane like every person you know like your like I text my mom about it your mother doesn't know about it necessarily but it's one of those things the people who know about it are such big fans that they know that it's like loved.
Yeah, I feel like know? It's like it feels like a love letter to mm-hmm. it. Like it feels like it was made by the right people of
yeah.
like we know what this means to people. We know what I feel. Okay, we know what this means to people, and we know like the actual lore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also I need to say that I feel scared because I'm like, this is, these are my opinions, and I know that people have a lot of feelings about Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, I know.
And I feel like if I'm like, this is this, I don't, I can see people being like, no, I disagree.
Well, I agree with you.
But like, that's how it feels.
I'm just, like, well, I agree with you, so that's, yeah, all that matters.
And
no,
then also my cousins were here, Dylan, Kim, hello. They, I wanted to see it on opening night, and they refused to see it with me. They were like, I'm not going to watch it. And I was like,
they also refused to watch the Taylor Swift movie, but like, we'll get into it another time.
That's the one that stings Sarah the most. But yeah, they didn't want to watch it with me. And so I don't know where I was going with that, but basically
that people,
it was
have,
good. Yeah, people just, but I'm, you know, sure there funny, were people that wouldn't want to watch it, or were just kind of like, eh, and they're not really like fans of Final Fantasy.
Well, what you were talking about like the lore side of it, yeah, too. It's like, I saw some, the average fan of, at least people that I like follow or like friends and stuff that who are really into it, it seemed like a lot of them enjoyed it. They would it go seems back like again. They liked
with
it.
Cosplay.
Yeah. Someone else, I saw some people, if they were going to give criticism, they weren't, it wasn't even criticism. It was more just like, oh, I wish that they had done this with the lore instead. But also, yeah, I recognize that this, yeah, is not, like, there's a reason. Like, it's, mm-hmm, it's a movie. It's like, there's so much. And then someone else pointed out, they were like, yeah, I felt that way too. But like, some stuff in the lore, like, it's not a theory. It is a theory, but there's some stuff that it's like,
but I also think that they do obviously at the end leave open.
Yes.
They leave it open for a sequel. So I'm like, they can definitely bring in, yeah, more things. And then they put little Easter egg sort of things in there that are alluding to characters.
Yeah, they
the
could really
ones,
they could
like,
really swap,
you know,
some things
stuff
up.
Like
they
that
could really do some
obviously
stuff.
Like you said, they changed some things, and mm-hmm, like relationships with certain characters are different. But I think it was,
I know,
good.
It would be,
I think,
interesting.
Those were good choices
to have done. They might do something clearly like this, mm-hmm, because they have already shown that the characters, some of the characters are the same, obviously. Yeah. But I wonder if they'll do like a prequel at some point. Especially,
I think they should do a prequel.
I think so too. And
maybe
then
that's what, and
jump
then a
up
sequel
to the next one about like, yeah, a security breach one with, yeah, Gregory. That would be really cool.
Be cool.
And honestly, because it's a movie franchise now, they might tie Gregory to something. Like they might make up, yeah, their own lore. I don't know.
But
actually, I don't know if there's more about Gregory that people have talked about. Like, concerning him being connected. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they'll do, like, a prequel would be sick, because I think that's what some people might have been hoping for in the terms of the Afton, mm-hmm, family, and then like with Henry and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they were like, that would,
yeah,
be
they
so
were
cool to finally
wanting,
see played out.
They're obviously characters they didn't tie in, and it's,
yeah,
like, it would have been cool to see that stuff. So that's why, like you said, like a prequel and then the sequel
would
be perfect.
Really
that
good.
Which I guess I someone was
get
saying
on the
that
phone.
It might
Let's
be
go.
A trilogy. So I'm like,
yeah, so. Shall we go into who's in the movie besides Golden Boy, Josh?
Josh Hutcherson. We have Elizabeth Lyle, who's Vanessa.
Vanessa.
And she's in You.
You.
Which I was watching the whole time. I'm like, I know you. I know you. Mm-hmm. I know you.
Yeah, you.
I know you. I know you. And then I'm like, oh, duh. I forgot she's new.
She's
also
got that face that's so lovely. She's like,
Reminder, this is a spoiler podcast. So if you don't want to know.
True.
Just don't.
We're about to
get
we're gonna talk about it. We're about
obvious,
to get up
obviously.
In it, obviously.
Obviously. We have Abby, who plays Josh Hutcherson's little sister. She's so cute.
I love,
and she looked familiar, but she wasn't in.
She looked
like
she was
in one
of the
things.
She looked like she was a real life sibling of somebody,
yeah,
else that's,
yeah,
a child actor or like something. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know this.
That's Piper Rubio. And then we have Matthew Lillard, Love. We
Icon.
Love him.
Icon. We I have seen him in real life. He was in front of us. At a screen panel.
We're gonna post. Okay, yeah, we went to MegaCon last year, and he's so nice.
Literally, they were supposed to stay on stage, like as a veteran.
Yeah.
It was a huge panel that, like,
the
that was. A, I forgot
actors.
About that. We like got in line, but then they were lining up people
the way,
so weird.
Listen,
listen, you know,
this isn't
we're
a
like,
MegaCon.
We're like, do you want to hear the story? They're like,
commentary,
no.
But just
but anyway, we got in there and we were so excited. Like, we weren't that close, but you can still see stuff on the screens.
But
and stuff.
They were walking through the aisles. A
yeah,
lot. And
Matthew
specifically
started it.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna come to you and I'm going to like get the microphone to you, which
you
is like not how you do it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell he loves the fans and like
yeah in a way. And then you what's her name I almost said Naomi Campbell but yeah but she was like she's so sweet.
Is
you could tell
never Neve because I always say it wrong. It's Nev, right? I always want to say Neve, but
so
I'm thinking
me
of like
too, and
catfish
I think it's Neve.
Neve.
Yeah,
I think but
it's,
I think it's Nev. Nev. Okay,
but she was so cute because like she was staying up there. I mean almost you know they most stay
it was
there.
Jamie was, Kennedy Skeet
stop. But they were
so
cute up there, and like Jughead's dad. But love Archie. I'm like, listen, it goes beyond Riverdale. Okay. But she was so cute. How she was like, these guys keep me motivated to say, hey, come. They love you. Like, yeah. They love us. Like, they love this. And I was like, we do. Anyway, he's great.
I know. I wonder if he'll be there again this year. We'll meet him next time.
Yeah, but honestly.
Yeah, I was telling Sarah.
We're meeting 15 people. Sorry.
Yeah, this happens every time at MegaCon. At every con. But I was telling you yesterday that I'm like, Matthew Lillard is somebody that I've loved since I was a child. Like, I've loved him since the first thing he was in that I saw. And then.
You're like, since the moment I saw you. I've loved you.
He's always been there.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's always been there for us.
He's just it's amazing because it's almost like, it's funny how it's like, as a kid, I would see Shaggy, Scooby first. And then you learn that he was actually an iconic, in Scream. And you're like, okay, well, I'm old enough to see that now.
I saw Scream before. But I would watch horror movies as a kid.
Listen to our Scream episode and you'll know
about it a lot.
We just redo I still think of the opening scene. Anyway, it's fine. Anyway, but iconic. And I love that it's like people who know, because it's kind of funny because there's obviously a new generation of people that you'd think that they would have seen Scream or would know about it. But I get it. But we're like, I get it. But they're like, wait, what? They're like, that's him, or he was in Scream or something. But then there's clearly so many people, both younger and older, that know that, and they're just like, Scream King.
They're like, oh my here god, he is, and Shaggy.
Yeah, literally,
Scream King,
and he's here. And I just think that's so appropriate that he's in this,
and also everything else he's been in, which we're like,
yes.
I always think a lot because I tell you how I used to watch Without a Paddle a lot. In middle school and high school and stuff. And I'm like, I remember seeing him in that too, and I'm like, Matthew Lillard. And I'm
what a great name too.
I know, great name.
And I always think about him whenever that little girl came up to meet him at his table at something, and it was like, I think he had a bunch of Scream stuff up there, so she was like kind of scared, but he was like, wait, let me, and he like sat down on the floor with her and was like, I'm Shaggy, and he like talked, and she was like,
oh my,
and it was please. So well, we just find the video, listen, it was
I was
so
gonna
cute.
Say something else
about
Matthew Lillard.
Sorry. Luna. Yeah, no, when I saw him in the trailer, I initially thought that it was just going to be that quick. Like, he's at a desk. If you've seen, speaking of TikToks, it's already taken over with all his, quotes, iconic. Again?
I'm going to level with you. Your options.
I'm going to level with you.
Are not great.
That, and then he did the other one, too. What is it? It's like, how are the hours? Not great. How's the pay? Even worse.
Even
worse. He's like, are the hours? Even
great.
Worse. Yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible. Even worse. But, but the pay? Even worse. It's just, he's so funny.
But the pay, though.
Yeah, he's setting it up. He's so, so good. But I thought that it was oh man, they really got him in there, got him to really milk it. I love it. He's great. But I'm again, foreshadowing, but he's got lots of stuff to work
with.
He's more than just that little thing, which is very exciting because, again, I think I thought they were just having him be the iconic person that's on the phone being hey, because, I think of that all the time when I think of the game. The guy that's just rattling in the background while you're I'm scared out of my mind. He's hey, make sure. And it's tell me what's going on here. Anyway. But,
hey, it's get me out of here.
Yeah, literally. Please. In this one, we're talking about Security Breach a lot, but then we're mentioning that the animatronics in this one are the original iconic ones that are basically don't really have true outfits on, but they're Chica, so recognizable.
Chica, Freddy, Bonnie, and Foxy.
And Foxy, which we're getting mixed up because when they replaced Foxy, they replaced multiple, but Foxy with Roxy, and people were like, where's my Foxy? Or yeah, and then literally they see Roxy, Glam Rock Roxy, and they're like, it's okay.
They're like, stay. Okay, she's they're cool. Like, but oh, I was okay. Like, why not have them both?
I know. And then people liked Monty too, I think, but Monty. They were like, but I think there's hints of everything.
But Samantha Senpai cosplayed as Monty.
Hey.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam. But yeah, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'm visualizing it, Sam, right now. Mm-hmm. Incredible. But incredible. But amazing. Yeah, but you can see callbacks to everything in that game anyway.
Yeah.
But all that to say that, yeah, and this one, first off, the animatronics are incredible.
They're really cool.
I thought they were, before I watched it, when I saw a trailer, I was like, oh, they did a CGI thing. And then someone made a video being like, you might think that's CGI, but it's that's practical effects.
Okay.
Jim Henson.
We talk a lot.
Henson.
We talk a lot about practical effects and how much we love them. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just always blathering on about it. I just love practical effects. And also, okay, talking about the animatronics, there's something that I understand because seeing them even in the movie, I'm so drawn to them. I want to go up to them and touch them. And they're so large. And
right.
When characters get their faces right near Freddy. Ugh. And I'm like, his face is, you can't tell how big it is until somebody is standing right there. And I'm like, I feel like I'm always drawn to like things that make me feel tiny.
Yeah, like I was gonna say, is it like a call to like literally us, like when we're at the Disney parks, like literally meeting characters? Yeah. Like, is that like, is it literally like something human in us to be like, wait, can it say hi?
I'm like this is like my inner child wanting to be with a giant teddy bear.
Literally us in a playroom sitting with a teddy bear, like also, feeling like,
yeah. We're like, mm-mm. We also didn't even talk about Chuck E. Cheese, which Chuck E. Cheese, I had my birthday party there maybe 5 times in a row.
It's the place.
It was, and obviously that's what I first thought of when I first started to play this.
The first time I ever even saw it, I thought it was like, I was telling you, I was like, how are they getting away with this? Like, they're,
they can't keep getting away.
It's going to hurt somebody. My friend's like, what?
No, but
hey, Connor, hey, Taylor. They're like, listen. But yeah, I remember being like, is this a spoof? Like, I mean, obviously it kind of is, but like, taken way beyond, but like,
yeah, but obviously
clearly they know what you grew up with.
This is a pizza place with animatronics.
Yeah, pizza. Yeah,
obviously they're like
a pizza place specifically, and they focus so much on that chica. Let's eat.
Yeah,
literally.
Which, yeah, there's also that bird in Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like, is that not
her? Is that not just her?
Now Glamrock Chica, I feel like, looks more and more like that Chuck E. Cheese. Because
this one looks more like a chick, like that's literally like been hatched.
Yeah, a chick.
Yeah, and then the other one's more like Chica.
She's like,
but I love it. But yeah, but we're so excited because if you know, like, some of the, not every iteration of Freddy, but at least Glamrock Freddy, and then I think Springtrap, one of them, one of our fave voice actors in anime and then elsewhere, is Kellen Gaw.
Kellen!
He's not watching this. We're like, hey, like, Kellen!
Hi. Hey, Kellen, if you're watching, and we know that you are.
Listen, and we know that you're a big fan.
You're obviously listening.
We love him. He's, literally, I mean, first introduced to him as like Overhaul in My Hero Academia, and then he's Porco in Attack on Titan. And then Sasuke
and Miyano. And also he's Freddy.
Ben Freddy. Yeah, I was like, not the every iteration, but I didn't even, but yeah, but yeah. It's the
not in the original, because
it's Glam Rock though. Yeah, it's Glam Rock one.
Speak in the original.
And what was the other one I said a second ago? I think it's like a spring. He does Sun and Moon, which is in this.
Sun and Moon.
Yeah, so he does like a variation. I don't want to misquote it, but I know that there's a Springtrap version of something that he does. So clearly, yeah, he's just like so talented. We love him. But yeah, and this one though, wait, tell them about the
so in Foxy. This one, so Foxy. None of the animatronics speak in this one except this creeped me out. I think this, for some reason, obviously there's so many things in this movie that
I think I expected them to speak at first, like when I thought they were gonna do it, and then I'm thinking
I
too
thought
much
eventually they might speak.
Right, but then I think we're too much into the security breach ones where they really talk, and I feel like it wasn't until slowly the games started progressing that they would say stuff like, yeah, but anyway,
because because doesn't he speak in like the other one?
He not does he starts one, to. Like it's just not, yeah, it's just that it takes like, a minute to kind of, because there's another one where he'll also do, I don't know. There's other, but I feel like Security Breach was the one that they really were like,
yeah, they're obviously, they're, yeah, he's like, let me shine.
Superstar. Yeah. And then what was it? There's the one that was before that I was telling you I recognized the audio from TikTok with the, a performance was demanded of me.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
now I have delivered. Yeah. Encore. And then the other, there is never enough room on the stage for both of us. Ugh. Anyway.
Incredible. No, but
stop. Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, none of them speak except for one who does this okay, what I was gonna say was that there's a lot of things in this movie that are like eerie. There's eerie. Children who go that are kidnapped, and you know, it's
the
a lot.
Whole situation,
the whole premise of it, which we haven't, we're gonna obviously get
we're
into
it, yeah.
But what creeps me out a lot is this Foxy in this movie does this little, like, anytime he's gonna attack somebody, he's like standing in the same freaking hallway, and he's just like dum 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 dum, and I'm like, it freaked me out every time. And then come to find out,
it's
Kellen Goff.
So exciting, and obviously so well done, because like you said, you're like, that's the most like daunting,
I'm like,
scary,
creeping me out,
creepy,
man.
And
creeping
also they just, everything paired together was so perfect for those, like, literally, like you said, like Foxy is most definitely the most terrifying.
Another
such
thing,
a good design.
I keep thinking about him, like, so they're just gonna have a fox with a full hook
with an eye patch
where a child is,
literally,
like, children
and
are
all,
and what if
it
he
out,
fell
he's always
over
separate too.
Yeah, he's separate, he's in, like, on the side,
and in the games too, I was looking at stuff, and I'm like, he's always like, which I feel like is I feel like at Chuck E. Cheese It's they like that kind together. Of thing. But there's this kind of idea. Maybe I've seen it in other movies too, where they have animatronics or they do something where it's mm-hmm. like, here's this. And then it's like all of a sudden, now it's like nothing, like Country now here's Bears. One, this it's one like, over here's here. One in the rafters. Yeah. Like it's always like.
But also, I was thinking at first, I was like, is it because he's like the vocalist or something? But he's not, because he's they the, all quote unquote sing, like, because they'll show them sing, but they're singing like the romantic yeah. song. Like,
what maybe he's the villain. What's the lore within the lore? What did yeah. Michael Afton and Henry envision when they were like, who are these characters and yeah. how do they know each other?
I guess that, it I need might to be polish there might be a reason why we just didn't know why he was set aside. Right. But I'm like, I was trying to figure it out. Obviously, we're like, what? Why we're is like, he there?
Wait a second.
Anyway, he's creepy. But yeah. I love him.
No, he's and again, yeah. great character design. Mm-hmm. Also, LOL that it's happening on screen now.
Yeah, I was
but we're like anyway,
we
here
have
it comes.
The movie on in the background.
Yeah. We're like, and here just it comes. Also, the fact that he's got his little skinny legs, he's so cute. Like the everything about him is like mechanical, but also a pirate. I'm like, what?
You know, because here's the thing. Obviously, these characters in this movie, the whole thing, right? It's that's somebody opened this pizzeria. I can't even talk quick.
Pizzeria.
Somebody opened this pizzeria in the 80s and they have their animatronics, blah, 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 just like we said. And then they shut it down because what happened was is that five kids went missing and they never found them. And they're like, okay, where are they? Right. So they shut it down. But the owner wants to keep it open. And that's why we have Josh Hutcherson come in as a security guard. And
for only the nights.
For only nights. Yes. Right. Five nights. And
stop. We're like, anyway.
But that's why, like, so Freddy, this is the thing, okay? Because, like, the Freddy, Bonnie, and Chica are all, like, pretty pristine, right? Except for Golden Freddy, which is, there's some animatronics throughout the place mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that look all, like, mangled yeah. and messed up. But the ones on stage, them three look perfect pretty much. And then you have Foxy on the side who's like
been
half,
torn to shreds.
Yeah. And I'm like, is it because
he's a pirate?
I don't yeah
maybe and
but
then,
I'm assuming
yeah.
he didn't look like that obviously when the place opened, like was open,
right?
Like,
yeah,
he didn't
unless,
look like that
again. Maybe this man is supposed to be this man is supposed to be like
I feel
some
like
type
it's
of pirate
not,
situation. I know
I mean
I'm
he
like,
is obvi- yeah he's
but
a pirate,
also but. I guess right because I mean he's got that hook on because it's in the promo imagery too, right? Like in within the place. Mm-hmm. But he looks
but
like
he
he's been through
like
it.
But he has like his fur and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. And so. Then we have another one. Yeah. Like did you mention the golden, what is it? The Freddy?
Golden Freddy is yeah. like the one in the movies that like is the antagonist. So he's the one and he's like missing in the movie. He's missing an ear and he's
there's
all mangled. His eye is all messed
there's
up.
There's a lot
but
happening.
He, we don't really see him much. We see him like twice. But the one yeah. that we're seeing throughout is not that Freddy. And there's five kids.
It's yeah, just, you pointed that out to me, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, because in my head, I thought that there's like a kid that was supposed to be main Freddy, mm-hmm. but then they show that he's golden Freddy. Freddy. And then I was like, well, but then and you're like, well, there's five kids, and there's only four animatronics.
Yeah. When I was
girl
watching,
math.
I'm like, where?
I'm like, I can't do it.
Sarah Math.
Sarah Math. I'm like, wait a minute. Hey, I'm that meme, the one that Fyodor had to. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So they're basically, yeah, we have a kid for each animatronic, which it's implied. Well, it's not implied. It's actually, but it's
so,
implied.
Yeah,
yeah.
What happens, obviously, is that the owner abducted these kids back in the 80s.
When they were there.
Yeah. When they were visiting.
And they went missing. And
they
so
went
they
missing.
Looked everywhere for
they
them
never
in
found
the place.
Them, and basically what happened was is that he put them, quote unquote, where no one would look because,
also,
quote unquote, why would they?
And I'm like, I would literally tear
you?
Apart.
Also, where are the dogs like sniffing
yeah.
around?
They're like,
wouldn't they know?
Like,
and then
come
apparently,
on.
I don't know. So, and I'm like, this is the case of the regular lore too. It's not just the movie.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah.
went with the
we're
lore.
We're like, now hold on a minute. Yeah.
Every single time I'm like, what do you mean, why would they? Why would they? They were like,
they
like,
kept making it a very obvious thing of just like, well, they would never look
no,
there.
No, they keep saying
they would never
they scoured
look there.
The place yeah. inch by inch, except for 1 inch,
yeah,
4 inches, 5 inches, because all of those things
you
had
see?
Kids in them.
And they literally are like, they would never know to look there. I'm like, I mean, if I were the parents, as they said, the parents were all like, where are you looking?
Yeah,
you need to look. Like, why
sad.
Would you not be looking inside a thing that easily something could be fit inside, even if
yeah,
you're
because the
even
point
if you're not
is,
meant to be worn, I'd be like, wait a minute. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the point of them, so there's a bunch of, they're the ones that are on stage, and then there are the ones that people would go into to
yeah.
walk around.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they check?
Just to be
unless
like,
the ones on stage specifically aren't supposed
okay, but
to
most
have
importantly, like you
them,
said, where were
like,
the dogs?
Why not look?
Most importantly,
where
the like, dogs would have sniffed that out.
The sniffer dogs.
So what's going on? The
yeah.
sniffer dogs.
I don't know if that's what they're called.
Listen, no.
So yeah, I don't understand why they
yeah.
never found them.
I mean, I think honestly, if they had not said that line, Like, it would have been easier. Yeah, like,
they
had to say
they checked everywhere. Except well, for, yeah. They didn't.
I feel like it would make more sense to be, like, if you, like, it'd still be it questionable, like, but we wouldn't have been drawn to asking it as like, much. Yeah, we'd mean? Be like, well, maybe he hid those things. I mean, I don't know, did something. But now we're like, they searched everywhere? No, they didn't. Did so they? That's did devastating. They? And also, like, it's the thing where it's that's another thing. It's amazing that this one, that they were able to make this movie not R, because the concept, like, we're always talking about this. Mm-hmm. Seeing children in pain is never, like, no one wants to see. Like, it's even a thing that horror movies don't really do, right? But the whole premise of this. Kids
as a creep factor.
Yeah, it's like you'll always see a kid that's a ghost. You'll always see a kid that's something, but you just never see them in pain usually. Like, you never see them getting, like...
Which,
like,
obviously, they didn't show that.
Right, right. And so it's like, and obviously, some movies do show that, and you're just like, that is so upsetting. Yeah. But, like, for the most part, horror movies steer... Like, that's why teenagers are always the thing, because it's like, they're dumb enough to get into these things or whatever, but then they're also more, like, adults, so they'll be getting, you know...
It is always teens.
Yeah, so it's always easier to target that. But it's just, like, with this, like, you never see... But it still has that, like, you're like, wow, the more I think about it, this is really messed up, obviously. But, like, they don't have to show a single kid actually getting, like.
Yeah.
Because, like, describe, what happens when they put them into the, like, because it's like he hid them in there. But it's because he, like, killed them while putting them in there.
So he killed them. He put their bodies in there. And then they're, it's called.
But it's like, doesn't he, like, kill them by doing the spring trap thing?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's creepy.
They didn't specify how.
Maybe not then. Okay.
But. There's a thing called, it's not called, I keep wanting to call it something. I keep wanting to call it essence.
Oh, but they call it something else.
They call it something else. But basically, he puts them in there and their souls are basically now
in. Both their body and soul. Like, their body might have decayed already and stuff. Connected
to the animatronics. Yeah. So
they are the animatronic now.
They are the animatronics and he can control them. And they obviously have their own, like, they not they their have autonomy own free will, a bit, but they have but autonomy, like, but at the end of the day, he's just sort of stripped and them of their memories.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that it's like they've been brainwashed into basically being, like, you know
what I was gonna say too about, like, the PG-13 thing, because it's like, yeah, it is PG-13, but there are a lot of horror and creepy movies it's that are true. PG-13 that's and true. I'm just like, and they're still, like, thrillers are horrific, true. Not to the point where it's like, you know, we needed it to be R. So I feel like it doesn't, I guess for me, I'm just like, yeah, it's PG-13, but it's like, you know.
And I guess people were, like you said, people were like, or we were talking about it, where it's like people were wanting more, like, gore, I guess.
Mm-hmm. There was
some. Still some freaky stuff. And also, you just didn't need to see, like, blood splattered everywhere. They did it
creatively. Creatively.
They were able to get away with shadows. And like, you could still see gory stuff. Because I think the thing that's defined with R is that you can't show the blood they the way did, you'd want though, to. Because
this one character gets his face mauled. Mm-hmm. And did you notice when they showed him later and his face was all mauled? And I was like,
I'm trying to think now, because maybe it depends on the blood. Maybe it shows
maybe it's the thing.
There's
of, like,
different variations. Because you know how in I remember always thinking that about Marvel movies, that they would say, because, you know, those are really rated, I think, PG-13. But I'm not sure.
There's, like, no blood.
Yeah, and it's like anytime they're having their fights, that's why they always have to be like, think about how hard these would go. And obviously, there's superhero things now that do that. Yeah. But, like, they were like, anytime Captain America gets hit or anybody gets kicked, like, they're never going to have the kind of, like, you can, they look beat up, but it's never, like, how they should look. So I'm like, I guess that's true.
Is it that thing of, like, because, you know, for rated R, it's like, oh, you in PG-13, you can swear, like, 3 times. Yeah. If you do 4, then it has to be R. So it's like, maybe you can show a certain amount of blood.
And you can only, and then,
but not, like,
yeah, maybe you're right. Like, I think it, and then some of them just steer clear in general, being like, because I think that also goes
into, like,
it
after the fact, like, blood splatter, or, like, blood after, but not, I, like, bet, during,
as opposed to, like, fresh blood pouring out of somebody or something. Because I feel like there's a big difference. Which, for sure.
I'm gonna look that up.
Interesting. Because
now I want to look up the
it's
rules.
It's like us
for
looking
R.
up, like, what a roller coaster count says. So I was like, were you? Was I with you doing that? I was looking up with who was I with?
Me being like, Tron is not. I'm like, they're like, it's a
no.
Thrill ride.
If Ashley's listening to this, when we were getting when we were getting on Tron, I think it was the two of us that were looking up, because I'm like, it wasn't with anyone else I went on with Tron. We were looking up, like, because you know how it says at those rides, it'll be like
thriller.
It'll be like a roller coaster like ride. It'll be like a roller coaster like ride, and it's like, well, is it not a roller coaster then? And it was a whole thing about, like, the definition,
like,
of
what makes
what it means
that,
or, like, why they say that, because you can't see it. It's because you can't see it like you would a roller coaster. So they're letting you know it's going to be like that, but, like, you can't look at it, so we need to just tell you that, because you can't, whatever,
so you're not going to be surprised.
Yeah,
for, like, very interesting. Technically, it might not be, but yeah, it feels like that.
But it's so like you need to, yeah, and you can't look at it and go, oh, that's too much. You know, yeah. So I'm like,
They're like, we're not trying to bamboozle.
You're right. How too was bamboozled. A lot of string. But yeah, it's interesting. So yeah, that's, I wonder then. But again, they did really well with not, it's just, they set the scene. They set the vibe.
They did. It's just, I think they did a great job. Set design, we didn't even talk about.
We just want to be at all these places.
Sarah's literally like wanting to go, well, to the Glamrock.
Yeah, I'm like, can we just be there?
I mean, so the security breach.
Yeah, Glamrock, I mean, honestly.
Basically.
Yeah. We were like, can we just like go there? Listen, okay. And we're going to play the game. So it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, the differences between the movie and the game.
Yes.
One thing, Josh Hutcherson's character. So his character is named after a character that's in the lore, but he's not connected to that character in the way that he is.
Like, I'm surprised they named him Mike Schmidt. And you'd think that they would have just said, this guy's named Mike. Like, you thought that if they were going to try and play around, even not confirming anything, they would just be like, it's Mike. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, well.
Which maybe we don't know.
We don't know because names are just names. We've been bamboozled before. Okay. But yeah, so he's Mike Schmidt.
But which is weird because I feel like I kept not thinking that that was his name.
Right.
But in the lore, Mike is William Afton's son.
So Michael Afton,
and he's part of it, right? And at one point, he is the guy, one the that we're playing, guard. Yeah. The security guard. But in this version, he has his little sister, who I feel like also kind of supposed to represent Henry's daughter in a way.
Maybe, but then also my,
but also maybe
Saint William,
maybe
also
they're
had
like
a daughter.
Yeah, but so the way like, that Henry's daughter, or not? No, I feel like so. Okay, so Mike had another brother, and that brother, it's revealed, right?
Oh, you're talking about in the movie.
In the movie,
yes,
yeah, in the movie, you're right. In the movie, he had another little brother, and they were camping with their parents, and he keeps having this recurring dream because he's trying to remember. But basically, his brother was kidnapped, and then they never found him, and he disappeared, right? And in the game, William goes like nuts, basically, and kills Henry's daughter just for no reason. And then after that, after killing that daughter, he then kills all those five kids, right?
Yes.
So I always feel like, I was feeling like it's almost supposed to be like a call to that of like, I'm going to take this random kid and kill them, but not put them in any of the animatronics. Just
right.
Like,
just kill
Henry's, right? Except for
she becomes something.
It's not
because he did it. Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
But then it's like, but then he had them in the game, William Afton has Michael. And then his son, I don't remember what the other son's name is. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the older son.
No, the older son.
I mean,
Michael,
the older son
think,
is Michael.
Right?
And then
the
middle
one.
Who they say like is a sad
boy. Yeah, he doesn't like the animatronics. And then we have the youngest daughter, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like
that he puts into a thing.
I think of.
Or she gets too close to it and dies.
Yeah,
something.
That's another thing that you're right, because it's like that middle son dies too, like in the lore. So it's like, I feel like there's
like some
type
of
voice,
call
it feels
to
like
it.
A mix of those two, because he he doesn't kill his own son, so it's like I don't know, it's like the way they're sort of putting it together, and I'm wondering again if they're gonna,
that son just comes
back
in a sequel
to it. Yeah, and if they're gonna,
or I don't know, or they reveal he died a different way, like he was there at the animatronics and it's like, I didn't try to kill your brother, he just got, like how it happens in the game, which is like which they do show someone die the same way in this, where it's like he gets too close to the mouth of Freddy.
Yeah.
But
and they get chomped in half, which is how the kid dies, William's son in the game, which I feel like, okay, hopefully this isn't confusing, because I'm like, I'm kidding.
Like the premise of this, like you said, it's like, it's setting up that Mike is very like, he's haunted, he's continuously living out this memory, which I was telling Stevie before that, like, if you've seen Minority Report, which you're gonna watch it, it's so good, but it's like focuses on the same thing of like a kid who's kidnapped, and how like, and I mean the story unfortunately is everywhere clearly because this happens, but like
so
the whole idea of just reliving that memory, trying to remember what that person looked like, remember what you saw that day, and it's just like I think that's what got me knowing that this movie was going to be good as I'm watching it, because I was like, oh, they really nailed the emotional aspect. And I think that was very important, because it made you really care about it.
They added something in that wasn't just like, here's something that's really sad and serious. And then they played it well.
And it makes it so.
It's a side plot almost.
It's a really good.
Not side, obviously, it's going alongside it, but it's something that's new.
But it's a very good character, like motivation development, because his whole thing. So he's struggling because he's now the only guardian for his sister Abby.
Yeah.
And we learn later that like his mom had died basically after his little brother had gotten kidnapped. At some point they had Abby, and then the mom had died, and then the dad left supposedly. Although it's like I first interpreted it as that the dad had like either committed suicide. Yeah, because the mom dying, and like, because he says dad couldn't handle it. So we don't know, it could be that he's gone, and so he might
left. Come. Which yeah, I'm just so like, really?
We were like, after everything, really?
Yeah.
You're gonna anyway. So it's just
We forgot to mention that the whole time, like you said, which you might have been saying, is that his aunt.
Oh, that's horrible. What's yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. That is just that he's trying to take care of his own, like his little sister, and then his aunt is their aunt. Don't know how, if it's like the sibling of one of the parents, or maybe it's a sister-in-law. We're just wondering.
She is June from Benny and June, which we talked about last time.
She's actually, I mean, she's
funny. And she's another thing.
It's funny because she's great. And then it's just like, hey.
But then her character, obviously.
It's so weird because, she, like he's saying, she just wants to be like, and be like, oh, he's unfit. What was it we were joking about? We're like, he's great. And we're like, well, on paper.
On paper, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, yeah. And then the opening sequence. Yeah,
at the beginning, he's triggered because he sees a kid in the mall. He's a security guard in the mall. He sees a kid being pulled away by a man. And he immediately, obviously, is triggered by the thought of how his brother was taken, runs after the guy and beats him to like a pulp. Yeah, literally, we were like, Jason,
Sean.
From Heavy Rain. But
it's so funny.
Then that's how he loses that job. And so on paper, it looks like he's like beating
that's
up.
Such a good setup though, because it shows that intro for him, and then it shows him looking at that sign for camping in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And it literally is that's where that happened with his brother. And so you're just like putting the pieces together, like this man is going through it, and like it's, and then he's struggling because he's like, okay, I need to hold down a job. And then also like his aunt's on his case being like, I'm gonna get her, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, and she really doesn't care. And then when she does, when he does go to the office, what's it called,
a temp agency,
Matthew Lillard, he's there, and that's when he's like, counselor. Listen, we have this job and it's the only one and it's a high turnover rate, it's horrible. And he's like, well, I can't work nights. And he's like, okay, that sucks. But he does take a pause when he sees his name on the paper.
We know within the movie too, but also people are still thinking like, because he's immediately like, so Mike, and he's like reading Schmidt, and he's just like, oh, and it's like, hello, like he just has a glitch.
The reason I'm thinking it was within the movie,
but I think people thought it was going to be because like, oh, they're connected. This is in a different way, like, oh my gosh, it's like this whole thing. And it's just, I don't know, but it makes sense. But I was just tying it sort of real quick that it's like the way that it's like set up that he's desperate, obviously, like he's like, I don't want to do the jobs that which is going to be the Five Nights at Freddy's job, or the Freddy's job, you know, specifically only five nights, you're only going to be there. But it's like, he's so desperate, and it makes sense why he's wanting, and then as it builds, it makes sense why he keeps going back. Like, it's just so good how they did it, I think.
No, they did a great job, like you were saying, when we were watching it, because you're like, oh, because when things start to happen, you're like, why would you ever go back?
Because... And it's not even anymore now, like, we'll get into it, but it's like, not even why he, not just because he needs money, now he's like, no, I have my personal goals, whatever. Goals.
Because Matthew, I forgot his name.
Oh,
His like temp agency.
Yeah.
He has a name, but we'll call him.
What did it say? Yeah, I don't remember anymore.
Wait,
because it was like it said.
Let me just find it because it says slash, but it's not. Because
on his little thing, it says like.
Wait.
Career counselor.
Steve Raglan.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like he's over there being like, you could do like he's like, this isn't looking good. What is the line? I gotta be honest with you, Mike.
Your options are not great.
And he's like, actually, here's something. And he's like introducing Freddy's, and he's like, you know, it was open in the 80s. The owner's sentimental.
The owner loved it, so he wants to keep it open.
Yeah,
every time. You just have to do one thing. Keep people out and keep the place tidy. And then Josh is like, that's two things. Mike is like, that's two things. But yeah. So then he does decide to take the job. And he has his babysitter who basically stays all night, and she's like, he doesn't pay her because
we keep wondering too. Like, we're like, isn't the summer? She's old enough to be in school, so we're like, what's happening? Because we're like,
thought she was an adult.
No, I'm sorry, I meant the little girl. I meant Abby. Like we're just kind of like,
well, she is in school every now and then. Like,
I guess right? But then it's like funny because we're like, how many? We're like, it's five nights, but then like all these nights are basically.
They didn't say it was like Christmas. Also, another thing about Abby is that she's always drawing, just like reminding me of the one, the kid in the ring.
Oh my gosh. Drawing, yeah.
And every scary movie. Mm-hmm. So she's always drawing, and she also has a bunch of imaginary friends.
And it's like, not, there's something about like, he's trying to connect with her more because like they're not like close, but it's not like they're, she's like being trouble
she
for
loves,
him.
Obviously, yeah, she clearly loves him, and like he's,
I love that
world
too, because we think that we're like, what? It's obvious. And like the teacher that talks to him is like, she draw, you're in every drawing. Yeah. Why and would you think? Because like, he goes, she doesn't love me, or she not love me. He's like, she doesn't even know how to, I don't know how to talk to her. She doesn't like me. And she's like, you're her world. Like literally, like she
tells, like, you're right.
And like, so true. It's just mostly about trying to make sure she's okay, which she is. She's like more well balanced than you, like, I don't know. But
yeah, I feel like she's so chill.
Right?
Like compared to with everything happening, she's like, whatever.
And obviously he's the one
thing
that's experienced.
Is that she also won't eat. Like that's
another
thing. And
that's
he's
a thing,
like,
they kind of were subtle about too.
Yeah. And she's like, did she eat? And the babysitter's like, what do you think?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So then when she does start to feel better, you can see it because she'll start eating a lot and asking for more food and stuff. And it's subtle, like you said.
Yeah, but it's so cute. Well done.
But so he goes,
oh yeah, he lines it up being like, you need, it's like horrible pay, horrible hours, and he's like, but anyway, you need the, and I don't know what he says that kind of, he doesn't even say, he doesn't take the job.
No,
right,
he doesn't
away
take the job.
And then later on when his aunt is again pressuring him or something, he's just like, I guess I got, I'll call and I'll do it, because he's like, he's desperate, so he's gonna do there, and he stays, he does the first night.
Yeah, he goes the first night, and literally he's just like, well, I'm just going to go try to do my sleep regression, because he keeps trying to go into his, his sleeping pills, trying to remember what that guy looked like.
Yeah, he's just constantly, he's like, let me enter the dream again to see what happened.
And the first night, I mean, it's kind of weird, right? But nothing really happens, right?
The first night, except for he's having the dream. Honestly, it's like a game where you're just like, what's happening?
What does happen is that in his dream, he turns around, and for the first time, it's sad too, because every time he has the dream, he's running, and they do the quick cut of him like running as a kid, and then he like turns into an adult, and it's so sad because he's just screaming the way he was as a 12-year-old, but he's like a 30-year-old man. Well, I guess he's supposed to be 25, but
it's literally that idea of just you, when you're in those memories, like you're like, no, like you're trying to make the change and you're the older person now, and it's just wild.
Or anytime you're like inner child, like clearly that's your inner child, but you're like, it's coming out from your adult body. And I'm like, but when he first sleeps there that night, he turns around and he sees the five children, and he's like, hello, like, who are you? I don't know who you guys are. And they're like staring at him, and then they run away, and he tries to catch one of them, and they just scream, and one of them screams in his face, and he like wakes up startled.
You're like,
then he goes home.
It's just sad because he was a baby as well. Like, he was a kid. And it was,
that's the thing, is that
obviously it was never his fault. It's just that it's like, he was just a kid.
He puts a lot on himself because he's like, I know I saw that man.
Yeah,
I just have to remember
at least
him.
What's even sadder is that he's not even thinking, I should have done something. He's literally thinking, I saw this man, and I know the theory that everything you've ever seen is in your brain somewhere. And he's like, I know this man is there, and I'm just... And I'm like, that's even sadder, because it's not even like he's like, it was my fault. Like, even if he does feel that in certain ways, he's more so even looking at it like, I know I have the answer and I have to work at this. And it's just so sad. But yeah, he sees these kids now and he's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Because for the first time, he's like, now there's something new in here. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So.
But when he goes home, you know, all that. Then the next night he comes back. He's just sort of doing the same thing. And he hears a knock outside.
Oh, yeah.
And the security footage. And he goes, and it's a cop, and it's Vanessa. Which, when I saw her in the theater, I was like, she's like, yeah, I'm Vanessa. And I was like sitting there like this.
And then I was like,
like 2 seconds later,
literally,
I was like, oh my God,
Nemo. It's literally like, Vanessa.
Your son, Chico?
I can't stop. Your son, Nemo?
I didn't even think about it. And I was like, oh my God, hello.
It's Vanessa.
Yeah.
I can't. I love
and
it.
And so his arm gets all scratched up because in his dream, he has another dream trying to catch one of the kids. Because he's like, guys, can you help me? Like, I don't know why you're here. And they're just like, they don't say anything. And one of them like scratches him.
And funny enough, I remember I saw it and you were like, wait, I saw that too. Like, like literally their face, every now and then some of their faces are blurring out.
Because there are the five kids, but one of them is in the front. And then the other ones, you don't really see their faces very well throughout.
Yeah,
except
you really
for one.
Don't, except
you see
for
Foxy
later on.
Sometimes. The boy, you know,
he's the only
one that you really see. Maybe one of the other ones, but not as much. Yeah, the redhead.
And the blonde one, the main one, is the he played Luke in the what's it called, Obi-Wan series. It's so cute. But yeah, you can tell he's like the leader, but also just like the main one. You're like, hold on.
And then they've got all. So some of them have like, one has a top hat in the back.
Oh yeah.
One's got like bunny ears on, so it's like obviously one of them has like the hook, I think.
Stop.
And so one of them, it's Foxy cuts him in his dream. And so when he goes to get Vanessa, she's like, what? You're bleeding. Mm-hmm. And she's also acting really weird.
It's this thing where you're like, why are you being helpful? Like, not even like the sense that you could be vague and like be kind of weird about it. But like, she was being like purposefully like not flirty, but trying to be like coy about it. And it's like, is this the time and place?
I just don't understand. What's because happening? It's like, I understand what she's saying. She's like, I can only say so much, right? But and she's quote unquote trying to help him in her own way. But I also feel like she could have done it differently. Like,
yeah, and also,
but it's like, I guess she has to like be that way in order for the person, the owner, to not catch on. True. So she just has to be like,
and for also like the person, like for the animatronics themselves to not feel like, I don't know, like it's just like make it more natural.
Yeah, like, let she's them like, okay, get, whatever. Yeah, like, but. She sort of is, she's just like, oh, let's look at the animatronics. And that's the first time he sees them.
Yeah.
She's like, isn't this great? Don't you want, do you want to dance? And he's like, what? And then something happens where they like short circuit and turn off. And he's
Yeah. Okay. That's right. I forgot that was the first scene. Yeah. Then in between it's in between the second and third night when where the other people break into it. Right.
Yeah. Because. Okay. Well, this is when she tells him about the kids, right? She's like, yeah, you know, between this and the kids in the 80s, like going missing here in the 80s, like you're going to quit. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why don't you know? It's obvious. Like, hello, this is a thing that was in the news. And he's like, well, obviously I didn't know this.
Yeah. He's like, okay, well, it happened. Yeah. But
and she's so nonchalant about it.
Yeah. She's like, you know, whenever. And it's like, hello, which it is funny because I'm like, he grew up in this town, it looks like. So it's funny that maybe. We don't know.
I guess. We don't know.
Maybe they moved. Maybe they were from Nebraska.
He didn't know about it.
Yeah, he did. And also, it would be.
Yeah, because the thing about this movie is also it's also set in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So because at the time I was like, this is not adding up. Like,
yeah.
Timeline-wise.
You're like, wait a minute. 80s, yeah.
And then Vanessa went there as a kid, but she's in her 20s. Like, it was her 30s.
It's funny
like,
because we were questioning it at first, and it's funny, but, like, obviously everything used in it is the, like, 90s, 2000s technology, and then you don't even see any cell phones.
No iPhones,
the surveillance, like everything looks like it. So you're like, oh, okay. Which is, it was cute. I like how they did it.
Yeah.
It was a perfect setting for that. So.
Cause I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, wait a minute. But honestly, we're just always feeling like, it just feels like home anytime I see 90s early 2000s stuff. Like I feel like I'm a kid again just watching it. I'm just like, oh, I've been here, like this is my home. Like ugh, adorable.
But what you were saying about the people, so there's people who are gonna break in.
Yes. Oh yeah. So then we kind of see that there's this guy that was like staking out, seeing like what happened when like Mike is going in, just like what he does, whatever. And then we see later that he's the brother of the babysitter for Abby, and they're at a diner meeting with the evil aunt and her lawyer, and we're like, oh, I was like,
she's
no,
the poor lawyer is like traumatized.
I know, he's like, I shouldn't be hearing this because she's over there plotting. Like, there's a legal term
for
it.
We can kill him.
Yeah,
it's like,
but even before that, where she's like just trying to find something. Like, there's some legal term for that where it's like you're purposely trying to like frame, not frame him, but like entrapment. Now it's not that, but you know what I'm talking about. And so he's like, I shouldn't be here, but they're basically trying to find stuff. And she's like, you went through their whole house. And the babysitter's like, yeah. And he's like a good brother.
Yeah.
And
she's like, she's clearly torn up about it. She's like, I don't want to throw him under the bus, like to the wolves.
And so then like, we see that basically they're trying to do that. And then the brother is like more determined than this babysitter, obviously, like, to be like, we'll get money for this, obviously.
No, but at first he's like, she did what you wanted.
You're right.
So pay her. And she's like, no, I told her to look and find something. But
not
he's
tell
like,
me that you're, yeah, you're right. He was more
he
like,
was
my sister
like,
did what she wanted.
He's more like
protecting
her.
And then being like, okay, well, if we fight, because then they obviously get more determined.
I mean,
he gets more determined later.
It's not like he's a good guy.
Yeah, because he later on is like, okay, I think he sees something and I don't know what happens, but he's like.
No, he basically was like,
me and my buddies can go in there or something. Like,
he's working at that place, right? And he's going to lose his job. That's the only thing that's keeping him, like,
afloat,
looking
basically,
good.
Yeah.
So we're going to make him lose his job.
So they go in there during the day, mind you, obviously, because he's there nights. And I'm like, they just don't have a security, anything.
No.
No cameras.
And also,
they have cameras. They have cameras, but we're not going to ever, like, what?
No.
So they like, go in there, him and, like, two other guys, and the sister's waiting in the car. And they.
She's torn up about it
the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, so they go in there, and then the sister is waiting in the car, or the babysitter's waiting in the car. And then, okay, so we see them in there, and they're just, like, bringing baseball bats, doing the thing that you said where you're like, I hate it when men do that, where they're like, oh, like,
they're
when
like,
they do.
Yeah, let's do it. And I'm like,
you're tearing up a pizzeria that's run down in the middle of the day. Get a life, literally.
They're like, whoa. And I'm like, can you chew? Sorry, now I'm thinking of Chewya. Woo.
Woo, stop, stop. Woo. That is the definition of cool. These losers, woo. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't mind when people do woo. Like, yeah, we love
a good woo.
You know what I mean?
But not when you're like the worst. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm so, like, can you not?
So they're in there doing that typical stuff, and it's dark in there still because obviously it's just run down and there's
like
lighting,
no,
but there's not. Like, yeah, it's a whole thing. So. We see
like
that
lighting. I'm like, there's no light.
But it's like we see like it's the creepy lighting. Yeah, it's like just the backup like stuff that they talked about. Where he's like, what is it that Matthew Lillard said? He's like, if anything happens, just flip. Turn on the breaker. If anything happens, and we're like, okay.
I know. I'm like anything.
If it floods, turn on the breaker. So they're in there, and then we see one of them is in like the kitchen area, and he opens like a cabinet thing or like a locker thing, and we see that cupcake, which is Chica's. And
let's eat.
Literally. And so that's the one that Stevie was referencing that it gets his face like mauled. Like it just completely.
Yeah, he gets attacked.
He's freaking out, screaming, obviously. We see that the older man that's with them sees that.
He starts screaming.
Screams high pit. Amazing.
Literally.
Runs out, gets trapped in a closet by Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Killed. In Ixnay. And then the brother's the last one who's like, what just happened? And he like is
he
kind of,
comes in contact with Foxy.
Because at first he comes to the closet and is like, what's happening here? And then he sees
Bonnie walk out like.
Yeah.
And then he runs away.
And then we get our Kellen Goff doing his.
Kellen Goff comes through.
And I don't think they show his exactly, but we just
it's
see.
It's the thing where they always show Foxy like storm towards somebody.
It looks like the game.
And then they're like, no.
Yeah, or
and
he just
disappear.
Like pops
yeah,
out.
Yeah, literally yeah. That's what it is. Also, then, these animatronics, so. They're possessed, of course. Mm-hmm. So they're semi-ghosts and semi-animatronics mm-hmm. because they kind of teleport at times.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how
it's
did
like,
they?
That's not possible.
Yeah. And they can like open doors and stuff.
They're
without,
definitely
o-
like
without,
a ghost
you know
situation.
What I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah. And also even just the door locking.
The door will lock
without
or
it
open
being,
or,
you never see them do something yeah. that's, you know, so you're like, mm-hmm. mystical, supernatural.
Yeah.
So then, okay. So then we have, oh yeah. But then, so that happens in this, and then it's, this is the thing too, where I was kind of like, these aren't good people necessarily, but they're also not like, it would have been different if these were people, these were men that were like, I was telling you, like doing a
murderers
trafficking ring.
Or
like we're doing
yeah.
something like with the, like something that you're like, yeah, get them. But it sucks because like, yeah, they're not great, but like, that's not the death. They don't deserve that. Like it's not, mm-hmm. it doesn't fit. The punishment doesn't fit the crime, dare I say. Mm-hmm. Dostoevsky. So this babysitter going in made me a little bit sad because I was like, I genuinely did feel bad for her because.
I felt bad for her too. And I wish that they had said why she needed the money because
yeah.
not that it's excused. Using it, I'm just wondering why they needed it that badly.
Yeah, because I mean, he was not that babysitting was necessarily taking care of stuff, but
no,
I just
because
wondered
he wasn't
what,
paying her.
Oh, wait, was that said?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like,
that.
I'll pay you.
Oh,
eventually.
That's right. The whole joke because I was like
she's
thinking
like,
that
okay,
she was like making eyes
live.
At him. Like, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So in essence, like, yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just want to know. But she was clearly like, what's happening? Like, goes inside and then.
There's a little ghost boy and he's like, come this way. And she's like, what the hell? And she follows him into a room with, there's a Freddy in there and he's just standing. And then the kid's like, warmer. And then she walks up to the Freddy, puts her face right in front
Could
of the face.
Could have not paid us to stay. Are
and
you kidding
like,
me? Runs.
Well, apparently I would because like I was saying earlier, I was just like,
oh,
I want to be
so
him.
Like, I can see the draw.
Yeah.
Slowly,
like I get it. But I'm also like, yeah.
Literally.
Literally. But also I'm like, no.
Man.
Yeah, it's like flirting with danger. You're just like,
But she just does the thing so close as if there's mm-hmm. someone in the suit.
And then she gets attacked. She gets sucked in and chomped in half.
And her body, like the other half of her falls
which
off.
Is what happens in the game with William.
The second son, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're like, man.
You're just like, oh.
And
I
then
see that
what's
connection.
Funny is that as soon as that's over, he comes back the next night. Obviously, like he gets the call. Vanessa shows up.
She's like, hey. Where like this
what
place just
like,
got trashed
yeah.
if you're not gonna lock it here are your sleeping pills and I'm like girl
and we're like no mention
how
of the
do
bodies
you know? First
no
of all
of the
it
bodies.
Wasn't even unlocked
yeah
it wasn't
they
unlocked
broke in.
They broke
y'all
in.
Didn't hire a security
was,
guard for the daytime
if she had gone to the front she would have seen that it was locked
yeah no they didn't hire a security guard for the day so that's on mm-hmm. y'all that's on y'all mm-hmm. I mean she's like I'm just the police
she's but, like explain it to me or also does she sleep she's up all day
I
all
know
day.
You see You see. Anyway. But again, it's just annoying. Well, it's a thing where like, and then I'm like, she's obviously knows something because she did not mention a single thing about the bodies. So you're like, girl.
Like, who moved them?
Yeah, please. And then literally it's like, if anything, I guess if you're still thinking she doesn't know, you'd just be like, someone moved them before. Like, the animatronics moved them before she got there or something. But so then you see that he, the next night, is going and Abby's like, I'm going with you.
Yeah, because she keeps calling calling the babysitter, though.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, fine. Because she keeps trying, she keeps wanting to go.
And he's like, ain't no way.
No.
But it's sad too because, I mean, he has a moment of bonding with Vanessa, kind of, but she's still kind of like, get rid of these pills anyway.
She's like, okay. So, yeah. Anyway, chucks the pills. She's like that. And he's like, I just told you, I'm using them to try to find my
brother's thing.
Kidnapper. You see. But yeah, Abby goes.
Yeah. And he sets up like a fort for her, sleeps in the office with him. He still falls asleep though. Mm-hmm. And so he's having his own, enters the dream again. She's there. I don't know if she gets up on her own.
He's like, no, do not leave this room. That's your one rule or else you're never coming back here. And she's like, okay. Yeah. So she makes a little tent and she's like, it's like camping. And he's like,
why would you do that to me specifically?
She doesn't know.
Yeah. I mean, she might. Yeah. Because she
has never been told that he never talks about the brother. She just knows
that she had a brother that died. But that's about it.
Which, no, she doesn't. Because remember later, he's like, you know, we had a brother.
I thought he was doing it in like a, you know how we had a brother, right? And she goes, yeah, mom and dad didn't talk about it.
No, I thought he was like, you know we had a brother? No, and she was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, I never talk about him. And she's like, mom and dad never.
I thought it was him being like, you know how we had a brother, right? After us not talking about it for like, you were probably four the last time we talked about it. So I'm like, hey, you know how we have a brother, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, but and she's so detached from it. Like, you know, she's not being disrespectful, but she's just like detached. No, you can tell. They've just not talked about it.
Yeah, no.
At all. So yeah, I think it's more so that she's just doesn't know a single thing except for we had a brother.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then what happens though is that they fall asleep, like you said, and she gets woken up by one of the kids. They're like, Abby.
Oh, remember? Yeah. And then she goes to the bathroom. And then we hear her scream, and he is immediately jolted because he's having a dream again with the kid, like trying to get information.
Because he's like, help me. I know you know. Like, you're those kids. Like, help me. You know who took my brother? And they're like, well, what are you going to give us if we tell you? And he's like, anything. And
they're like,
And then they disappear, and then that's when you hear Abby screaming.
Yeah. And so he runs into, which it freaked me out, because he runs into the main area, and they're like, all the animatronics are in like a circle, and I'm like, what are they doing? Like,
what are they doing?
It like creeped me out. I don't know. It just freaks me out, like you walking in and seeing something like on the ground, and they're all just like doing something. They weren't. But it's
they were
like,
tickling her.
Yeah, which also side eye. But like, yeah. I mean, they're just kids. But like, I'm like side eye. But so she's like screaming, laughing, and so he's like, but also he's registering so much at the same time. He's like,
I love how he's like. He picks up a chair and then Freddy's walking towards him. And he's like, Abby, what is this?
Literally.
He's like, what the hell is this? And she's like, oh, these are my friends.
Literally and having to also, process.
I like to, so they much. Only like, you know, they like when I draw them pictures. So she drew them a heart and they're like, okay. And he's like, we're getting out of here.
Yeah, basically. He's like, that's so great.
That's great.
Run towards the exit. And don't make,
Once they knew that, like, he's on their side.
Yeah, was it Freddy that walks up to him? Like,
yeah, he was so cute because he's, like, immediately, looking angry. And then he's like, oh. And he, like, softens.
The eyebrows
like,
raise up.
His little eyebrows roll up.
Perfect.
But, yeah, so they go home. And he's like, Abby, you're not going back there.
He's literally like, so that happened.
No, what happens is when he has that conversation with her because then she's eating.
Yes.
And he's like, so, you know, I had a brother. She's like, yeah. And then
she reveals that she's like, they talk to me about it or something. They know.
Well, the reason is because he's like, well, can you one, he saw her drawings.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And the kids he's in her are room. All in
he's
the
in
drawings.
Her room and he's like, wait a minute. Like, these are the kids. Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, can you explain this to me? And it's the shot that we keep seeing of her, his little brother with his little plane in the back of the car getting taken away.
So and he's like, yo, she straight up drew something that she does not know the details of.
That's why he's like, so you know this.
Yeah. So why do you, why, how, what? Mm-hmm. And so she like reveals, obviously, like, yeah, they know stuff. And he's like, well, can we find? And she's like, yeah, well, I can talk
to them.
They're like,
they only talk about the yellow rabbit.
Yeah. And he's
I can ask them. And he's like, okay, sure. Cool.
See, and it's like perfect because again, we're like, he would never go back there for another night. But now this is clearly his whole life. Like, his her life is him. Vision. His whole life at this moment, he's just, what do you say? Tunnel vision. Like
tunnel
he said,
vision. And he's trapped in that time. Mm-hmm. Of course, which makes sense. It's like that you would be like stunted and sort of like, I remember being 12, this was
he
the most traumatic thing,
but he like so and it's like past what he wants, and it's like he's like, okay, we're gonna go back then, like, and forget he's also all the like, scared
he's just committing his life to that.
Yeah. So he's plus very much like, Abby. Cool, like we'll do that. So he's a, I feel like he just completely washed away. He's like, that was freaky. We're going back. Mm-hmm. So they're back the next time. Because I think when they're back the next time, they run into Vanessa.
She runs up. Abby runs up. She's like, hey, walks up on stage. And then they all come to life, go around her. And Vanessa's there. Yeah. And he's like, so you knew about this?
And she's like, oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, so you figured it out. He's like,
we're like, what kind of game were you playing, oh my God, miss? Come on, girl. Now. But so she's all acting. We were getting annoyed because like she gets...
He was like, okay.
She's so nonchalant because he's like, sets the boundaries.
Yeah, if we set some ground rules, then fine. We can play with them. And she's like... He's like, right, Vanessa? Like, having
the
being
other
like,
authority
hey,
in the room.
Give me some backup. And she's like, well, I think we need the chairs to build the fort. And he's like, what?
And it's like, he's like, literally
why
being,
can't you just do both?
He's being exactly what the court would need to see him being. The exactly. most responsible guardian. And he is being responsible. Like, when we're playing with anything that's dangerous or, you know, there's just rules. And I'm like, come on. Anyway, so, well, it comes to bite them in the butt because literally they're over there building the forts, having fun, which I know you were pointing out where you're like, is that the scene that they're trying to refer to being
there
too?
Was like a moment where they were like, oh, ha-ha,
but
ha-ha.
It didn't
and
feel...
then like Bonnie falls over.
Oh, yeah. And you were
and
like, what was the point?
Cheesy,
but it was so like, funny though. Yeah. It was like, what? But it was like... that and then she's up again, he's talking to Vanessa again being like, so whatever, and then they look up, she looks up and she sees, like you said, Abby gets on stage, she tries to touch
the guitar.
Is it Bonnie's guitar? I don't remember whose guitar it is, but she tries to touch it and she's seeing it happen and she's Vanessa
might
like,
be Freddie's or Bonnie's, yeah,
right, but Vanessa's like, mm-hmm. No,
she's like, wait.
And so
and then she gets electrocuted because the ground rules were not set.
Nothing was
you
said. That's,
said
and also, she wouldn't know. Even Josh wouldn't know that. Josh, Mike wouldn't know that. That's an issue to touch. So clearly, that was a big rule that only Vanessa knew. Should have made.
She's
a thing.
Always like, "Oh, I know where these things are, and I let's go to the back." And I grew up here, and I was here all the time. And he's like, first of all, why would you know where they keep the first aid? Why would you know where they keep the blankets and the tablecloths when you were like 8 here?
Yeah,
like, that doesn't make any sense.
You just were like a little kid. You would have never known the back rooms like that.
Yeah.
Like,
so
what?
He asks her, and back there,
you know what? I never thought of that.
Yeah, it
I
doesn't
didn't
make
think
any
of
sense.
That, yeah.
I literally the whole time I'm like, girl, and that's why he's also like,
kind of being
you
like, girl,
are being suspicious. Like, what do you actually know about
you
this place?
You know this place really well.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, well, I came here a lot or whatever.
And it's like, back, what, got a tour every time? Hello?
Yeah. Did they show you where the tablecloths were?
They're
is
like,
you'll part of the tour?
This. Come here.
Yeah.
It's like, what? We'll see for later.
We'll see. There's a character in the back, which I think is the baby one.
Yeah,
it could
I think
be
it
the
is.
Ballerina
I think
one
it is.
But I think it's baby. Yeah, but also it might be because they kind of look
the puppet
similar.
Situation, Marina.
Yeah, there's like two.
The baby has more of
baby's
like literally like a raggedy
baby.
And almost like circus.
Yeah,
and then, the
and
puppet.
Then there's the when ballerina puppet thing because there's two. There's like a ballerina and baby, but also the ballerina
and
baby
there's
is
15
a ballerina.
Versions of each. Literally.
Yeah, and then there's scrap babies.
Man,
or maybe I'm. Anyway, there's a doll. There's an animatronic back there that's like on the ground. And I'm like, hey, that's one of the I can't tell if it's Circus Baby. But he's like, oh, and he's like drawn towards it. And she's like, no, it's gonna these are like all wonky and it'll basically chop your arm off if you because there's a
and we're like,
spring traps
this is
in
just,
there.
Yeah, which again
to keep people in that were wearing it. And I was like, well, why? Or to keep them safe with the electronics in there.
Oh yeah,
or
it's
like
those
like
things
that.
Go in and then you get in front of it or something,
yeah.
And it's like supposed to just be a guard to keep.
But
you
then
from,
it also
like, getting
goes on top of them too, because like
know,
later they
but
show.
But then how is that possible? Because if it goes on top,
yeah,
it's like
it
I think it's meant
sense.
To be like a it's meant to be like a base
a cage
wiring
above.
Yeah,
the thing.
Like a wiring,
yeah.
But in front of all the stuff that's like
yeah.
wires, and so it's like don't get poked. So you just kind of place
yeah.
to lay.
That's what I was thinking
I
too.
Think,
and then
maybe.
Later they show something
it's
else,
kind of weird.
But maybe that was just because
might be a modified version.
That was like a newer one.
So we see that, and we're like, these are clearly the most dangerous thing. Why were children ever in this building anyway?
But it was cool that they had that there and other like animatronics that you
there's
see throughout.
There's a lot of yeah calls.
Like the ones that are sort of like sitting there and I'm like, hey, that's like one from the movie too. Or,
and then we see Balloon Boy every now and then just
yeah, Balloon
pop
Boy
up do a little tiny jump
pops
scares
up three times
yeah.
four times maybe
this
three.
Is the thing, people were also complaining that there weren't enough jump scares and I'm like, I think there's one enough, and then two, they set the vibe well that you don't need
yeah,
to just
sometimes
have you're gonna
I think...
get tired of jump scares because they're different when it's not like you're playing the game and you're trying to avoid like you we'll expect it if they keep doing it 50 million times.
Yeah, I think that...
I don't know.
There's a way to make something eerie and creepy without
yes.
just jump scaring
yeah.
you the whole time, which is what I,
like
appreciate.
Obviously, you have to build trust before you
yeah.
do a jump scare, you know what I mean? So, like, they do a few mm-hmm. of them, but then it's that thing, that whole thing, remember I told you I studied that in class once about, like, Jaws? Like, the moment you do one jump
yeah.
scare, it lessens the next one.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you kind of have to be really strategic with mm-hmm. it. So, it's like...
That's why Jaws also, you barely see the shark, and it's like the most suspenseful movie. And it's like,
they did the one where he like pops out of the water. Yeah. Well, the one, it's like the one, the very first time you really see him, it's like, that was a huge jump scare. But like before that, there's one underneath, like when you see the captain or something, or like something of the ship, and they're like, you're scared from his corpse. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I think later on, Spielberg was like, we lost the loudness of the for the shark because we did that first, which is so funny. Because it's like obviously still iconic, but I think that's so. I don't know. I just feel like they did a great job of being like, well, it's still got the freak, the spookiness, and it's just it's great.
Plus, there's other things that we're focusing on. I feel like, you know what I mean. Feel like jump scares aren't everything.
It's not, and it's like you said, it can cheapen it sometimes. Yeah, and it's like obviously,
but they did have them.
Freddy, like Five Nights at Freddy's, is about jump scares, but it's like, you know, I mean, it's not everything. It's everything.
The most, like the first one is literally you being like,
when you think of jump scares, it's like Five Nights at Freddy's is up there.
I guess that makes sense as to why people were like, but where are they?
Are they?
Like,
where's the game? Remember, where's the game? Yeah, make a live. I need it to be just like the game.
They're like mad that you weren't just like looking at six different screens and
ventilation units. We're like, anyway.
Hello.
Hello. The little kid laugh. I can't. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. So, I like went on a tangent of the jump scares after that. But we were talking about how.
So we were talking about how they have all the characters in the background. We had Balloon Boy popped up.
Yes.
And now, basically, like you said, she gets electrocuted. And so. Oh, no. Yeah, she gets electrocuted because he was like, oh, we're going to go find the blankets. But, you know.
That's right.
Take your time to ask them about. Remember what I told you?
That's right. He's like, yeah. So she's like, okay, I'm going to talk to them. Yeah.
And then she gets electrocuted. And then that's when Vanessa's like, I don't care what you do with your life, but never bring her back here again. And he's like, I'm literally trying to. He's like, I saw your face when I asked you about this place before. And you look terrified. So, like, what's the deal? And she's like, we'll not tell him. And she's like, just don't bring Abby here.
She's like, if you bring her back, I'll shoot you. And we're just like, okay, well. And guess what? All of a sudden,
he doesn't bring her back. Yeah. Because the next day, he was like, called somebody. And also, so Abby also finds the papers at one point where she's like, their aunt had given Mike papers to be like, sign her over to me. Okay?
That's right.
And Abby finds them and she's like, why would you? And he's like, no, like, this is not the plan.
Those are just papers.
And so when he doesn't have a babysitter go back to work, he calls his aunt and he's like, please just come in. Like, and she thinks like the worst, right? But he goes back, he gets his sleeping pills again, and he's like, that's it. Like, I'm gonna do this one more time. I'm gonna find, you can tell he's like, this is my last try. Literally, I'm gonna do this.
This is my fifth night. And then this is my fifth night.
Literally. And I'm gonna find out what happened. And so, funny. He does that.
Also, within the movie, like in the game, it's obviously always five nights because they're like, they say in the game, I think, too, like no one lasts past that. But then in the movie, they kind of imply that, too, because it opens with that guy getting killed.
Yeah. So there's a security guard.
So I think in the game, it's that thing, too, where like with the people who get hired for it, it's like, they don't make it past five nights. So it's like always a thing.
Yeah. So. And they're not doing that. I was surprised because I feel like a lot of movies like that, especially Five Nights at Freddy's, would be like, night one,
right? Night two, you know what,
and they don't do that.
I was just thinking in my head how I was like, wait, we're on the fourth night now. Like, yeah, and we were like, talking about
that the case?
Yeah, and it's like, it's pretty, what did you say? You were like, you know, it never really dawned on me, wait, this is five nights. Like, it literally, it's like, yeah, there's multiple nights. There's five nights here, and they do it really well because it's like the first one, low-key, second one, Vanessa, third one, he takes Abby first time, fourth one, both of them are there, and then the fifth one, he's like, I mean business,
I'm going back.
Like, I'm ready.
So he does go back, and he goes in his dream again, and then he's like, okay, like, he's like, wait, this isn't how it happened. He gets there, and everything's different. It's a different,
they're all sitting at the picnic table. They're all together. Because the whole thing is, like, the parents walk away for 2 seconds and then disappear forever, and that's why the little boy gets... It's like, where did y'all go? You needed more ketchup. Yeah. What do you mean? You went to literally the store? Like, what?
Yeah, or they went to get, like, a thing because the soda fell over.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're just moving for 2 seconds, and I'm like, a whole minute of just, I don't know. I mean, I know that that's what they say, that it does happen like that.
It's hard. It's scary.
There's a lot of people on the campground. Yeah, there were. Good Lord. I don't know.
No.
He's in the dream. Like, yeah. So
he's in the dream. Mm-hmm. And then the kids are like, he's like, this isn't how it happened. And they're like, but it could be what happened. Really, what you want is just to save your brother.
Sales pitch.
Literally, that is what he could be. He's like, this is what you want, though.
Yeah.
And the kid is so good.
The blonde kid. Yeah. He's so cute.
The blonde kid who's one of the Freddies.
Yeah.
And he's like you said, like the leader of those kids. And
it's that thing. What did I say? What were we talking about? I was like, I said something about like, I can see this child's future as he talks. Like, mm-hmm. he's literally like a little man.
I thought he was in other things besides.
Besides that. Because he doesn't have a huge role. Obi-Wan,
because I was
that.
Like,
he probably has I've seen it,
but I his looked voice and I sounds familiar. See anything.
Like, maybe, just the way he even talks. I'm like, he's just, yeah. knows it's one of those kid actors. Where
I might
like,
be thinking of someone else that's like so similar. Like you said, where it's like, I can see your adult version.
Yeah.
You
know? I'm like, I mean, I, you're, yeah.
You're so good at
got
it.
Big, you got big, big future kid.
What a future.
What a future. But yeah, so he's over there like hyping it up.
He's like, no, it's fine. This is what you want, basically. And he's
it's
like,
it's sad though, because okay. it's literally that thing of like, you could stay here forever.
Yeah.
And it's like that idea.
He's like, you don't need to find out who did it.
I think of that Bruno Mars.
What you really want is to bring back your brother.
They would say the thing of like, can I just stay here? Then the rest of my days here. And I'm like,
no. I know what you're talking about, and I don't want to.
When they use that for anime edits, I'm like, please stop. Please. But it's like they're basically saying, like, it's a thing where clearly you need to move on in life, but it's that tempting thing of just like, what if you could just live in that moment that you just were. Mm. So he's so enamored by it, though.
He's like, oh.
Like, he doesn't even. Well, it's
because
amazing,
what he's saying
yeah, he
is, he's like, what you really want is your brother back. Like, you don't really need to know who it was.
Yeah.
Like, what you want is to be with him. So you just stay here.
It's kind of like what we're talking
about.
And
you give us what we want.
Yeah, where he's being, this whole time, he's been pretty. Logically, he's letting it consume him, but he's been pretty logical over the idea of like, I'm not even thinking about what I did. Like, I'm not even thinking about how I wish I had gotten it back. I'm thinking now how I can find this man. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like, it's really hitting his inner child to be like, you could just live with it. Like, he could just be okay. And you're like, oh. And so he's completely.
He's like, yeah, like you said, he just gets really emotional and taken over. And he's like, okay, but you have to give us Abby. And he's like,
and he says yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because
he's then, like staring at his little brother.
Yeah, his little brother. But and also the mom is like, you were never the one to take care of Abby. Like, you shouldn't be the one taking care of her. You weren't actually fit for this.
Yeah, like this is where you're supposed to
be. Yeah, you're supposed to be with us. And honestly, you're not cut out to be raising her and stuff.
Yeah, it's like.
And he's like, okay. And then the second he says yes, Freddie's like calling him Freddie. Because obviously we don't know the kid's name. He just looks like, okay, perfect. And then Mike is like, wait a minute.
He
like,
I know, because realizes I think what it's perfect because he doesn't even have a moment of like, you know that he's completely been tricked with by his emotions because he doesn't have a moment of like, what? No way. And then getting convinced, he's just immediately
he's
like
oh, okay.
And you know that he's just under like
it's so sad.
But yeah, so then he like snaps
then
out
he's
of
like,
it.
Wait a second. And he's like, this isn't right. And then they're gone. And then he's trying to get out. He's like, wait, come back. And they're like attacking him.
Yeah, they
the
keep
dream.
Running by him with like
slicing
it's not
him.
Just like, what's his name, Foxy hitting with the hook. It's like all of them are like hitting parts of him that it's like, ah. So he's getting cut up. And then what happens after that? It's like,
yeah, I was trying to remember because he obviously wakes up at one point. Oh, what happens is, and we've seen this before with the first security guard, he wakes up and then he's like, there's a Freddy. There's like a version of Freddy that he opens up and the back of him is like all of the, you were like, is this Saw?
Because literally.
It was like basically whirling, what is that?
Like
blades.
Blades.
Like I'm like, what's the word?
What are the sharp things?
So he's like in a chair that he's bolted into and the back of Freddy is coming in.
Like to
which
be almost
assuming,
put on like a mask, but like it's got the
it's gonna like, which I'm like, is that kind of what also with the kids, like, is that, I'm assuming that's not how they were put in there, but I'm like, I don't know, because it's
maybe
like all these people
encased
who they
in it,
kill.
You
they
see them
don't
later.
Kill, like,
you
they
see
get killed
their
by
bodies
the
later as like inside pup, inside the animatronics that are like left over. So you're like,
they put them aside.
Yeah. And I'm like, so are they slowly being integrated into it like that? Like, and then some of them have that. I don't know. Were they trying to do that? I mean, I thought they were just trying to kill the other security guard as well. And then him as well. Like,
I think they're just trying to kill him. But they're like, this is the best way.
Yeah.
To like sort of hide
it
the body.
It literally looks like it reminded me of the scene in I don't remember which Saw it is. But remember when they introduced like the bear trap thing where they put them in the bear.
Four.
And it just reminded me of how he's sitting there and how they're just
I want to rewatch the Saws.
Know. We'll cover them.
Yeah.
We're like,
All of them.
But yeah, but so he succeeds at what the other security guard didn't, which is like unbolting himself. So he like was able to unscrew one of the
and
things.
He gets out.
Yeah, so he gets out just in time. He's injured though. And I'm trying to remember if
he starts running and
he's running the same way that the babysitter and and doesn't he stumble
well,
upon
at the
them?
Same time
yeah.
What happens is that on the other side of things, we have Abby at home.
That's right.
And then she comes out of her room and Golden Freddy, which is the one who's like missing an ear and an eye, which we haven't seen up until now. The one we've seen is the one on stage. And also on top of that, he's in their house, giant animatronic, and then the little boy version of him, the blonde version is there. And he's like, hey. And she's like, oh my God. He's like, come on, it's time to come play. And she's like, also, she runs up. She's like, Freddy. And he's like, not Freddy.
Yeah.
He's and literally like, oh. And she's okay. Like, anyway. And then you see the aunt like knocked over. He's yeah, like, silly aunt.
I know. We're still trying to figure out if she was killed, but I think she was just knocked out. Because yeah. Abby, I'm not saying that she, even though she hates her, and mm-hmm. also, I feel like she would have acted a little bit different. Even but if also, she was.
I feel like if she was dead and no blood, she might have been like, oh, she is asleep. Ooh, yeah, you maybe. Know?
But they don't address it, no. But I don't know. I don't know.
I think she just got knocked out.
I think so. They would have probably shown her face, honestly, if she died, because they show everything else. So anyway, you just see her feet. So she's been taken care of, and they get in a taxi to go to Freddy's.
Which is like another. This part is like that, like, silly, like,
I guess
what?
So, but it didn't really. It didn't like, take me out of it. No. Like, he was just funny enough that it was not too much. Like, it was like, just like, what really, man?
He's like, where to? And then he's like, to the girl. He's like, where to, little girl?
Little miss or whatever.
And then she's all of a sudden the car, like, he's like, what the hell? And then he gets scared because he sees Freddy back
and
there.
And then he's just like, I get all the freaks.
He's like, what the hell?
We're like, it's us literally getting in the car.
At the for cons. We're like, hey, guy.
And we get in and they're like, why?
The Uber's like, what is this?
They're like, why the are rat you? King? Literally, they're like, why are you dressed as a Russian man?
What is this?
Why do you have fur on? Why do you have a face paint under your eyes?
Why do you look like a demon? Why are your eyes red? And we're like, oh, hey. So anyway.
Why do you have tattoos on your face? They're like, literally every time. We're like, hey.
We're like, my pupils are red. My eyes are red, my irises. But yeah, so then funny. They get Abby's back at Freddy's.
And yeah, so she's on the way there. And then I think it's that Mike, it's kind of, he stumbles upon the dead bodies, like one of the
He wakes up and Vanessa is like patching him up.
But I thought he'd already seen the dead bodies though. What? Of the babysitter and stuff.
Oh yeah, that happened already.
Right,
that
so, but like, it's like, but
oh, when he runs
well,
away.
Yeah, and yeah, it's yeah, like yeah. He's running and like he gets saved though because it's like he's running in the same way that they died. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like, is this going to happen? But then it's like you see him wake up to Vanessa helping him and they're at.
Oh, because Foxy again. Right, remember he's running and then you
that's
see
what I mean, like it's like it's the same scene instead. So you're kind of like, oh my gosh, how's he gonna get out of this? And I guess it's like, do the doors open? I don't remember, but either way he's what passes out, wakes up, and that's when he's at the nearby police station, she tells, like, you find out. And so I keep forgetting that they were there because I'm like, they're not safe, but they're and so she's like,
I know, I keep forgetting they're not in like the back room. She's like, this is like an outpost,
and I'm like, what? And so she's bandaging him up and then she basically spills everything because he's like, girl, he's like, you know everything.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell, tell me what you know. And so she's like, so yeah, he's like, he said what he did. He's like, I said yes, but it was a mistake and I tried to take it back, but it was too late. And she's like, and he's like, what do they want with her? And she's like, they want to make her like them.
Yeah, she's basically like, they're just kids. They don't remember that the person that's controlling them is basically the one who killed them.
And so she's like, William Afton is the man and he controls them and he, you know,
he founded the place and then he's the owner and he did, and that's, he's the reason that the kids went missing.
And then she's like, and he's my father.
I literally like, pulls out the photo and he sees
the photo,
the photo that she's a little girl sitting next to William Afton, and you see
it's a
inside
bunny outfit.
Of a bunny suit, which is like a Bonnie, but it's like spring. It's like different. It's a big yellow that you, it's the animatronics that you were talking about that
spring
you can
trap
be inside
Bonnie.
And that were built back then to be put man and to be put inside. And so then
which,
she's sitting,
as the kids obviously were like, she's like, they only talk about a yellow rabbit.
Oh
so
yeah,
it's like,
there it is.
That
and so she's like, that was the owner. And then she's, you see, and she's like, he was my dad. And she's holding a plane that looks just like the one that
he literally
freaking out.
He's like, you knew. And she's like, I didn't know at first, but like, and I'm like,
so it's like, did
she's like, I didn't know about your brother at first, basically. And then I'm like, also that man kidnapped,
took the plane,
killed
and gave
that kid,
it to
and
the
then gave
girl.
It to his daughter. Like, ew.
Yeah. No.
Every time I think about that, I'm like,
it's so disgusting. It's like, it's, I don't even, it's not even like registering how, because we don't even know
bad.
What happened to his brother per se.
Yeah, he killed him.
I know, but it's like, we just
don't
know,
we don't
the
know
details,
where he went,
it's just
what's
messed.
Happening. It's sad. We don't need to know. It's too sad.
I mean, presumably, you never know if he'll come back. You never know if his brother actually didn't die.
He said that. William said, I killed him and I'm going to kill you too, and blah, 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 blah. Which obviously that's why when he looked at his name, he's like, that's but the kid I killed.
He's got a little, instead he ends up being
that's
like a prodigy
brother.
That he's like raised.
I know. He says he did. But
But I mean, it's implied.
Yeah.
So we're assuming.
Yeah.
And then, but also it's funny because, not funny, but he's like, I saw blah, blah, blah. They killed those people. And like, you know, what? And she's like, well, they're not. He's like, they're killing innocent people. And she's like, not innocent. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but not to those people. Still.
Yeah.
Bring the murderers and the child pedophile. Like, bring the people that are into there. Then let them take care of them.
Yeah, saying. William Afton. Fuck,
come
that
on,
guy.
Come on. Yeah, then, this isn't even a Saw thing where it's like these people did. Although no, Saw slowly I turned into also like he's like, you know what? You wronged me one time, and it's like he's literally like,
you
just cut me off in traffic. Like
me in yeah, you jaywalked, and you know like, what?
And you
one
need to learn
crime
your lesson.
Is like every other sin. Okay?
Literally,
every sin is the same. I'm like,
literally, that's his whole thing. I'm like, can yeah. you stop anyway?
But yeah, then she's clearly traumatized because he's like, fine. Well, then she's like, okay, here. Take these, what you can do is take these like stun guns basically and like electric things that we attack cattle with and stuff, or not attack cattle, but you know, the animal the control
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and electric rods.
Electric chair. I'm just thinking of Jim Carrey now in Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I was like,
anyway.
And then,
so good.
No, at first I was like, Hannibal?
Lecter. You're like, wait a minute. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, no, so they yeah, have yeah. those.
So then she's like, here, okay, go ahead. And he's like, well, then come with me. Like, you owe me. And she's like, she like, he messed her up, obviously, because having somebody like this as a father is obviously.
And the fact that she's in, like, she was in, con- like, she's in contact with him. It's not
she's
about.
She's like, he clearly has something over, like a control over her, and that's why she also couldn't say anything because she's like, yeah. I say anything. She's
and
like,
she doesn't want anything to happen to the kids anymore. No. Like she just is, she feels protective of them too, and probably because she's like, was them, but she was probably their age, yeah. obviously at the time.
It's I think that he also was probably like, probably. If you don't listen to me, you'll end up like these yeah. kids, or like who knows.
He's like,
he
I'm
did.
This close to I'm basically putting you in
I don't
one.
Know. And I wonder about her mom, like what happened.
Yeah, again, versus the lore versus yeah. like stuff. It's like very interesting
because the lore is obviously
because obviously then, Vanessa is not Michael Afton's. Yeah, that's a
game.
Huge thing too. That I feel like
he has a daughter.
We don't really talk about
that.
The fact that they changed not just the him having a different daughter, and but it's Vanessa. It's like Vanessa. That's a difference. Which again, they could just tie it with. Security breach later. Yeah. I don't know. They could just make it, maybe. You know, maybe.
Because she was like, I'm not going to be any use to you if I go. Meaning, like, obviously, she's going to just buckle under. She's going to be like, I can't. So, emotionally, the trauma. And so, he's like, all right. So, okay. So, then he goes and, you know, obviously, he's going trying to save Abby. And Abby is there with Chica, and Chica's like, come with
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, because
down
they get there.
Alleyway.
Yeah, yeah, obviously, yeah. yeah.
And then she's like, okay. And then Chica tries to pick her up and put her into that.
Yeah, it goes like a 180 from her being like, everything's
into the,
fine.
Into like the spring track one.
That's right.
And
he get
because they want her soul to go right. into that doll, which is another thing that I'm like, because Henry's
right.
daughter goes into, but also, what? Who's the one that goes into
Henry's daughter
Circus
goes in,
Baby?
That's Elizabeth Michael's daughter.
Michael's
I mean,
daughter.
Not Michael. William. William Afton's
yeah,
daughter.
I mean, yeah, William. Yeah. Which makes
if we
see,
said Michael at one point earlier.
So I think that is
her.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that is Circus Baby then, maybe.
Maybe
I can't remember
so.
What she looks like. But it makes sense because I'm like, I feel like they're like lining up those three as
right?
like the way his kids were, but then adding Vanessa in there.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Like Vanessa's
separate. I
keep separate,
forgetting that.
But the other ones add up.
That's why
to
in
his
our
kid.
Heads, we have, there's this tiny theory that doesn't necessarily hold up that we're just like, what if it's like their names are, like, what if they just gave Michael Henry's storyline? And Henry gets Mike. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like Vanessa, like where's Henry basically?
Yeah.
Where's Henry and where's his kids and are his kids?
Yeah.
Was Henry Mike's dad? Mm. Like we're just wondering.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like
yeah,
Henry was the only one who
like,
had a daughter.
Henry's?
Like
yeah.
Henry, I mean, Henry's the one who had one kid, a
one
daughter.
Daughter. Yeah.
And so I'm like.
But you're thinking, yeah, instead of it being like, it's like Henry would be have the three kids and then William would have the one daughter.
Right,
so
right.
Switching
well,
it. Yeah.
Instead of switching it or like. Yeah,
kind of
so.
Like that, which they're like mixing it all up. Yeah, so I don't
so
know.
Maybe I don't know, but yeah. So
but
then
so they're trying to put her into
Mike gets
the
there.
Animatronic,
yeah,
so that she can be take control of it.
And so Mike gets there, right? And
Mike is like, hey,
yeah.
And he like,
and he's like, what's going on? And
he
she's
also
like,
electrocuted the others.
Oh yeah, he uses the water at some point. Yeah, and he's like, basically, she's explaining like, I don't know, they're trying. He's like, yeah, and then he says something in that moment, doesn't he? Where he's like. I learned you're the because of the thing that
oh,
happened.
Yeah.
The
he's
thing
like, I'm so sorry. You're the most important to me, and I love you so much. And I mean, she's like, yeah, I love you too, but we should get
we
out of
need
here.
To get out. I'm looking forward to cracking up. I'm looking forward to getting
forward
out of here.
To cracking
literally.
Up.
But he goes. But then it's funny because I forgot to mention that, like in his thing, when he agrees to say, "Oh yeah, I'll give up Abby," when he's like caressing his like little brother's cheek, it like turns into him waking up Abby, and he's like. Oh my gosh, my
like,
whole life is right there in front
so
of me.
Cute,
like you
like,
have it
home.
Right here. And it's just like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. So he's telling her that and she's like, okay, let's get out of here. And they're trying to leave, obviously. And then I'm trying to remember, is it right at what happens?
So they
right
go down
that?
The hall and he's like beat up. Okay?
Yeah, he is bleeding.
As it is. And then as he's running, all of a sudden something attacks his leg and it's the cupcake.
Oh my
he's like,
gosh.
Oh my God. He's like, Abby, just go. Mm-hmm. And Abby's like, run somewhere.
I just thought of the Wizards of Waverly Place thing where Justin falls.
Just leave get me, up.
Alex. Alex, like, and he's like, no, Justin, get up. I know it's a, no, Justin, seriously, get up. We have time.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And he like shakes off.
Man.
So I remember good. That episode. Their humor was so funny.
It was so funny.
I love it. Anyway, but yeah. So yeah, so then she runs. I'm trying to.
So she runs into like the main area with like all the games and the stage and all that stuff.
Right.
And she sees them like knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
And he electrocutes the cupcake with the.
That's right. Poker. That's right. That's right.
And then he starts running. And but this, when she goes back in, she Foxy is like behind one of the curtains. And then the little boy Foxy pops out.
Oh, it's so good. It's and like the it transition. Like, yeah. He's there. And then he goes into the dark. And then Foxy, he turns the animatronic, back into, is there. Yeah. And it's terrifying.
Ugh, creepy. Ugh. And so he's like slowly like going out to get her. And she hides in the ball pit.
That's right. Oh, yeah. There's a whole sequence. He's trying to get her in there. He's coming towards her, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike, he's literally
Mike's
limping.
Trying to find her.
Yeah, he's looking. And then
Vanessa shows up.
Vanessa is... But what does she do when she gets there?
Vanessa?
Yeah.
Well, what happens is that Abby's like in the ball pit and you can see that Foxy is about to get her.
Even though
she's hidden. And then all of a sudden someone picks her up. And
swoops
like, oh,
her out.
God.
And it's Vanessa.
And then Foxy's like on the ground.
And then it's like, meanwhile, Mike is about to like exit through like the entrance area kind of or something.
Hmm?
Basically when he sees what
he comes
happens
into
to Mike.
The main room, remember?
Well, and I'm at just that thinking point, about when he sees the yellow rabbit.
Yeah, because they're all in that room with the ball pit, remember? And then he comes in there.
In my head, I thought it was, oh, wait, I have to see. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry. Okay. It reminds me.
It looks like that entrance
right,
where he's going to run
it,
out,
but
it's that room.
But
I mean,
basically
it's the same room.
Yeah, he gets
just
cut off, though, from going in.
Another really creepy, that moment was really creepy because
honestly,
you just see the yellow rabbit come out, but you can
and
tell
he's hunched.
That it's a person in a suit,
and he's
which is the most nefarious of all, because
and he's
like
literally like it's
very
that,
tall.
It's that crouch.
He's like 6'4",
and you can tell it's not an animatronic. It's literally a man.
That's what
inside.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
that's
creepier.
What I'm saying. Like, it's literally like the most like humanoid looking thing.
Like if they were all people in suits. Ew. Infinitely creepier than like the animatronics, obviously.
And it's amazing though because it differentiates like, him immediately because you know that this guy's different.
It's so weird.
And
I don't
you know
like
that this
it.
Is the yellow rabbit they're all talking
about. Because all the kids they're drawing and the kids are like, and then also we know that William Afton wears that suit.
Yeah.
Right. So then he tries to electrocute and obviously nothing happens because the whole point of the electrocution is
it's
like it'll stun them
their,
for a while.
Messes up their
and he
stuff.
Just pulls it out. He's like, okay, that doesn't work on me, especially since I'm wearing this suit. And then they get into a brawl.
Mm-hmm. And then...
He's talking the whole time. He's like, I'm going to kill you like I killed your brother. All this stuff.
While the suit is on?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then...
I forgot he says that. I'm acting like I've never seen it. While the suit's
what?
On? No, yeah. But they're just like going at it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad.
And then at one point, he pulls off the mask.
And it's a naturally...
And obviously...
Matthew Lillard.
It's Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard.
And we're like... Also,
love you, Matthew, but revealed he's obviously William Afton. Huge thing. And then he does the knife swipe the same way he does a
stew.
Down,
he goes,
and
you're
scream.
Like,
amazing callback, amazing callback,
callback,
callback, callback, callback. So he's like, and then
he gets not shot. Oh, she goes, Dad.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Vanessa's behind him.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
He's like, what?
What he's
Vanessa?
Like, really? Vanessa. He's literally
he's like, what are you doing here?
She's like, you're supposed to be on lockdown.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. And so he's like, so yeah, he, he's like, she's talking to him and then he kind of gets her into like a chokehold basically.
Yeah, he like pushes her and he's like, you had one job to get him, to not like let him do his job. And also kill him if he left or whatever. And she's like, that's two jobs.
Literally
and
every
like,
time.
Whatever.
You're like, this man can't count.
This man can't count.
It's so funny.
And so they're like brawling.
It reminds me of Hercules when Phil is like,
oh, yeah.
Two words. I am retired or something. I don't know how he says it. And then Hercules is like, it's like, wait a minute.
I am
retired. It's like, wait. He's like, maybe four. I don't remember.
He
thinks
he
four.
Said something.
And he's like, I don't even know. It's so funny. So, yeah. So then he's over there like pissed off at Vanessa. Meanwhile... Yeah, but okay.
So then, Mike has passed out and Abby runs up to him.
Yes. Okay. That's like, right. That's right. That's right.
She's like, Mike. And he's like trying to get up. And meanwhile, William is like trying to turn. He's like, whatever, Vanessa, I'm just trying to get this guy. Right.
Yeah.
And he like turns around and she's like, Dad, no. Like, she's like, I'm going to, whatever. And he turn, he has his knife out to get Mike, but he turns around and she's like trying to stop him. She's like, no, I'm not gonna let you hurt them the way you hurt me and those other kids. And then he, I feel like he's not meaning to, but he's also like, she kind of is trying to stop
him. He's being careless in the sense that he's not, like, he's like, what are you doing?
He's like not doing it on doesn't do it on purpose, but also is like you said, he's just careless with it. So she gets stabbed in like the
stomach abdomen, area. And she's like, dad, and he's like and he has a moment of kind of shock, but then he's kind of like, okay, well, I'm doing
this. He's like, oh
yeah, well, that sucks. Anyway, so then he he's like going, because he's noticing that they're figuring out that they need to get the, isn't it that their goal,
what it is that, well, Mike is like, tell them, like, show the kids.
Show them who's the one who did this to them, because they don't remember. And so she's, like, running towards the drawing on the wall that has them all happy with the yellow bunny. And so she's going to draw instead, like, what was done to them.
She drew, she, like, ripped off some paper and drew
and
it.
And he's noticing this, and he's like, no! And so she does.
What are you doing?
Draw. She's, this girl's got her crowns everywhere.
Her crayons.
I said crowns. I say crowns accidentally. I don't mean to, crowns. But I do say crowns.
I thought, because I was thinking of...
Like, I know that I should be saying crayons.
Crayon.
But I think when I say it faster, I say crayons.
Some people do say crayon, which I know, but it's like, was a lie.
I don't align with that with that way of thinking, but I unfortunately crown. And I accidentally say it though, even though that's not what I want to say.
Well, because saying crown, I was like thinking of a place like that would have like Burger King crowns. Think
they probably do. Crowns? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right. Okay. No, yeah, but I meant crayons.
Yeah.
Crayons. So then she's so she's over there drawing them. And then as it happens though, like you see them have like they're looking at it, or like
it's like 2 seconds because
she does it so
you
quick.
You can't just talk to them, like they understand through pictures,
like,
right?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you can't talk to them, but it's like they're gonna that's their
they
best.
They communicate through that best,
So it's like literally the bunny with a knife and all the little dead kids. It's so graphic and so sad. Like it's, for a crayon drawing, right?
Yeah.
And then
it looks like the ones that you showed the police and they're like, we got to take this kid to child services or whatever. Yeah.
Immediately, they were like all about to attack because obviously he's like, go get them, whatever.
Yeah.
And then immediately they're like, so anyway.
They're like, so it's you and you're the enemy and you're the problem.
Yeah.
And so they immediately are coming at him.
Like, immediately starts acting like a narcissist, which he is evil. And he's just like, he's just like, you guys, look at you guys, you're all disgusting.
Yeah,
like I made you. And it's like, bro, he's trying to gaslight them.
Yeah, he's
be
literally
like,
you're nothing.
Are
you
horrible.
Are,
you did this. You're gross. And they're like, okay, like we're gonna kill you.
And as they're cornering him, it's like his spring trap thing in his own suit goes into like his ribs. Like
because
it literally,
the,
they're like
the cupcake comes in like rips it.
That's
and
right.
I think
and
that
you can
must
see
be.
It.
Something that got messed up, like a wiring, because it like
must
ripped it
be
off
then.
You know,
yeah. And then they're controlling it in a sense though, because they're having it go in, because it goes to both sides. So like they're like it, again, it's the whole thing where like he's been in control of them, but they can control
now they're
now
in control
they've
of
taken control and they can control the suit that he's in. So then they're having that and it's like literally gutting into him. He's still alive obviously, but it's like obviously very very painful. And so they're seeing this, they're surrounding, and they're just dragging him away now.
As, well, he puts on the hat, because he had, his head was off the whole time. He puts on his head again, and he's like, I always come back. And so it's like, if he's going to die in the suit, then his body will stay.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
his,
implied, yeah.
His,
but at the time, they're just
there.
Like, we'll let them take care of him. And so then they're like, leave it. They grab Vanessa. I was like, did she die? But they're grabbing her, and so she's fine. Or, well, fine. And then they're leaving, and you see that he's getting dragged away. And I don't know if they show they show it afterwards, because the next thing is that we see that he's visiting Vanessa in the hospital.
Yeah, he's like, you help me when no one else was there. Like, please be okay. And she's just sort
she
of like
a hasn't woken
coma.
Up yet, but it's implied that obviously she's alive and fine. But, like, we'll see what happens. So then he's like, you know, saying that. Then we see him at home with Abby talking, right? Is that what the next thing with him?
They're she's like, I miss my friends. Like, can we go visit them? And he's like,
his face
literally, he's like,
is literally. Ma'am. It's like that thing where like you go through something insane, and then you're like with your parents or something, and at the end of it, you're like, that was like something you have to do, like a doctor's something, and then at the end of it, after you've traumatized them back, being like, that was the worst thing ever, and then afterwards, you're like, yeah, that was kind of good. Let's do it again. They're like,
and they're like,
you know, in those moments like that where the kid switches over and it's like after the hell we just went through.
But she was so like,
so she's like, they're probably
she's
lonely
like, whatever,
there.
Because even when they knocked, when Vanessa knocked Foxy down, she was like, Foxy, and I'm like, you were just running from Foxy.
Literally,
Foxy was about to like literally kill
you. But she's so,
but she's so like, she. I feel like obviously she's aware.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not their fault.
Yeah, and she's like, just like, they're lonely there. Like they don't go anywhere. And he's just like, yeah. And so he's like, but what was the answer?
The answer was
really
great
because
he's like, you know what? you never know what
you
can
never
happen.
Know. We'll you never know. We'll see them. Yeah. And she's like, okay. And he's like, oh my God.
And then they start
he's like,
chatting.
Yeah, we're going back there. And yeah. she's like, and then over the course, like you said, she's been eating more and now she's eating. Like, it's just so cute. And yeah, so they're doing good and they're chatting and they're just, he just feels like he's able to communicate with her now. And it's just nice. So we zoom out of that. And then the next things we see is like, we see the back rooms again of Freddy's. And we see that William Afton is still in there in the suit. And it's just like he's still alive.
So he's we're literally twitching, and then you see the little boy Freddy, and he's just like staring at him, and he's like shuts the door.
And you're like, are they letting him become that? Not like letting him, but are they like?
I think they're just watching him suffer. To make sure he doesn't
maybe so.
Leave, and also yeah, like waiting him, for him to die.
I guess
because like they can't do anything about
to go in. I'm just kidding. I need them. But so yeah, and then we just see the taxi driver with the cupcake.
The balloon.
Oh, it's Balloon Boy. Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's not Cupcake. He's like, yeah. Cupcake never leaves Chica. No. I know. Yeah, but yeah, the Balloon Boy. Again, jump scare. He's always just there.
And then the Five Nights at Freddy's song rolls.
So good. Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, it's just. And then the final. What was it that you heard in the theater, too? Like,
so at the end, they're spelling it out and it's saying, come find me.
I think so.
Something like that.
Galaxy. Yeah, and you're like, and it's like, come find me. So who is it? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like Freddy, right? But it's
maybe
like hinting at a sequel.
What if it's the missing brother?
I know. Why does he talk like that? Come find me. Maybe.
Has anyone theorized this yet? There's probably everywhere.
Third eye
forums.
Third eye. They're like,
yeah. Third eye open. They're like big brain energy, and they're like, yeah, that's what we've been talking about this for 3 weeks. But fine.
Yeah, I know, for years, and we're like,
literally, we're like, but it's specifically for this new lore.
For the movie. Yeah.
We'll see. We're gonna look it up. It was just, I just think it's such a nice, like, again, I'm not over here like acting like, oh my gosh, the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm not trying to be like, but it's like, no, it deserves. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
I liked it a lot. Yeah. And like when I left, I was like, oh, and I took a picture outside with the poster.
Yeah.
But I wish there was like more memorabilia.
Yeah, you'd think there would be.
Yeah. Like they had the Taylor Swift stuff. But I'm like, where's the Five Nights? Maybe they were at different theaters.
When we go
to
theater tomorrow, maybe we'll see them there. I don't know.
I'm like, where is everything?
Where are the animatronics?
I want the little plushies that they have in Security Breach.
They've got to sell that.
Which is not related to the movie, but
yeah,
I'm just like,
I'm sure they sell aside. Yeah, that was like literally in Security Breach. We're like, where's that?
I'm like,
where's Glam Rock Freddy?
They're like, no. I'm sure there's good. I'm going to look up if they had it at other theaters.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Again, for the casual fan or the person who's obsessed with Five Nights at Freddy's, it's a good movie.
I feel like it was good.
It's a good movie.
And I don't know. I just feel like people hate on it. I think it was one of those things,
almost like the live action One Piece. Like, it's that thing where I think that
that's perfect.
Yeah, but I think people were like hating on it before.
Scared that it was going to,
And then afterwards, people were like, and especially real fans are realized, like, come on. And also, you know what I mean? So it's like afterwards, they're like, wait, that was good. Like,
yeah.
And there's no reason to just make a to do about it if it didn't have something that was egregiously like, oh, you know, like it was a good movie.
I think they did it justice.
I think so
and
too.
And I think they can add to it to make it even better.
I think it was, it's what I imagine, like if I had to, it's not what I would have thought a movie, because I wouldn't have never thought how you could have made a movie out of it. And they did. And they did a good job.
Because,
you know what I mean?
Like we said, like there's so much that they could go off of. And also they were holding everybody, like it's precious to so many people. So it's like, I feel like they knew that they had that responsibility and they did a good, what they needed to do with it. Blumhouse.
Perfect. In the right hands.
Jason Blum. I say Blum. Some people say Blum.
Blumhouse.
But I say Blum.
I thought it was Blumhouse as well.
Yeah, me too.
Plume. Like a plume.
Blum.
Blumhouse.
But I say Plum.
No, I know. But I meant like a plume. Like what do you call it? Like a pen.
But that's with an E at the end.
Yeah, but the, okay. Yes.
I'm going against my own thing. I'm still saying Blum.
Blum.
Even though there's no E. I'm like, it's Blumhouse. And they're like,
because it's like a part of a bigger word.
Well, because his last name though is B-L-U-M.
Well, now we're like, what's this guy? How do you say this guy's name?
Blum. Listen. He's like, it's Blum. Okay. Do we do the scary scale? No, right?
I guess not, because like, we already
we've been covering things that we don't need the scary scale.
Yeah, because mostly though, it's just there's some jump scares and it's creepy, but it's like it's just the vibe as opposed to it being
like, it's an eerie
like,
vibe.
Yeah,
we don't necessarily need it to be rated like on how scary it is, because I feel like you know kind of like based off of what it is.
There's an ad, but let me see here. We're gonna learn how to say it. No, well, you know, it's not even him. Watch them be like, Google? We're just guessing. Boom. It's like, yeah, it's like a, let me see. But it's his full name, which is funny. It's not just like the Emma. Last name. It's not just like the last name. They're like, what?
Emma.
She's in the ad. Let's see.
Jason Blum.
See? Blum. We are correct.
We're Thank right. You.
Jason,
we know how to say Jason. Thank you very much.
They're like, this isn't for English speakers. Like, please get out of here. And we're like, oh, sorry.
They go, Jason Blum, and then they go, Jason.
Thank Sean.
Okay, we're doing the overall rating now. So,
Oh my gosh.
Lowest to highest. Dusty. Straight to DVD. Airplane movie. Stream it. Plan your night around it. Life changing / iconic. I feel like I know what it
is. What if I give it iconic? What would happen?
The thing, okay, so I was thinking about this earlier and I was like, this is hard to rate.
Yeah.
Because it's part of an iconic series.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not its own entity.
It's so like when I'm giving iconic, I feel like it. I'm giving it to Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah. So obviously the next thing would be plan your night around it, which is like very much like what we did and what we do
with it. Honestly, I'm like, I don't even know how to rate. I feel like I'm gonna rate Five Nights at Freddy's as a whole.
Iconic.
And then
this movie, it's a very plan your night around it.
Yeah.
It's like an iconic plan your night around it because you know it's going to be a thing. Yeah.
It's play the games, watch the movie. Like you have to do, it's like you have so much that you can, consume.
Yeah. Same thing, like, same, but different. Yeah.
Like, you have so many things in the series of Five Nights at Freddy's, FNAF, that you can consume.
What a fun acronym FNAF. To say. FNAF.
And yeah, so that's what I think. Love that's, it. That's my
I think I agree. Yeah, because again, it is very iconic, but I am thinking of the franchise as a total.
Yeah, which, the franchise.
You know, but again, you're going to like the way you look. You're going to
love it.
You're going to love it. I just think, I don't know. I think the average movie fan who likes scary-ish things would very much enjoy it.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you know what.
But it's like if you don't. Yeah, because it's like if you don't like Five Nights at Freddy's because people don't like it. And I'm like, do you just not like it because of the hype on it?
Yeah, maybe. Or so if you don't like it actively,
like
it, you might
not
get
annoyed. Like it
yeah,
you
it's very
you
much.
Actively don't like Five
and you're
Nights
gonna
Freddy's.
Get annoyed seeing just the animatronics if you don't like the animatronics because they're there. It's not like a, oh, you know, like it's a whole part of the movie. So,
but if you've never seen it. If you don't even know Five Nights at Freddy's, I feel like you'd be like, oh, okay.
If I didn't know it at all, I feel like I'd watch it and be like, what is this? Like, not in like, a bad way, but like, what? This is a randomest idea. But it's like, okay, I love it. But it's just funny that it's like, because we have the backstory, obviously it's devastating of a backstory of it, but it's just funny that we're just kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, anyway, animatronics with kids. And we're like, wait a minute.
But then think about if we only had Chuck E. Cheese and the games didn't exist and then they made this movie.
I feel like
we still have a connection to things like that. So
it would
like,
be very much marketed as the games were originally, where it's just like, look, they took your favorite thing from childhood and twisted it.
And made it really twisted.
Really twisted. And what if that had happened to you when you were at Chuck E. Cheese? Like, literally.
But if that were the case, they would have definitely changed some things. And I think made it different. I think it does lean on the fact that it has that.
Yeah. And also, I guess I would like to hear the thoughts of somebody who just does not. Like, I want to show it to my parents and be like, what did you think? Because I wonder if they'll still like it, I think. But I wonder if they're just like, that was, what is this?
Okay. Because if, okay, that's what we're thinking, but we're biased because we have so much backing
connections to it. Yeah.
But then if you've never seen anything like about it and you don't even have that connection and you're like, what the heck is this plot? Like, I feel like they would have maybe made different decisions if that back plot that they were referencing wasn't there.
Right. Like, what would the story look like in the term of just based on kids being in animatronics? Because obviously they
would have added more details, I think, and also changed some things.
And they completely didn't completely follow, obviously, the lore. So you're just kind of like, okay, but then so then what would you do if you could run with it free without completely? But yeah, I don't know what that would look like and if how that would come across to a fan of, like, what would we think of it? I just want to know.
I think it's a nice blend of the two. But, we're going to like it more because we have all that other stuff.
Yeah, we're also, like you said, like, we're seeing it through our eyes of that. And we're not,
like, it's Five Nights
and we're
Fridays.
Not startled when we see something that it's like, oh, look, there's that thing that we recognize. Even if we don't know everything about it, it's, like, so easy to be like, hey, there's that. Yeah. Where an average fan is like, or
they're
average
like,
viewer
is
like,
what the hell is going on?
Wait a
because
minute.
It's full of Easter eggs and full of stuff that I feel like you need to know.
It still gives you this plot, though, that you can get hooked on.
Yeah, for sure. For
like,
sure.
You follow Mike, and he has such a good development. It's quick. Like, it's a short, like, it's a very, you know.
It is kind of quick because I feel like they could have added, like, another act or not an act, but like another aspect to it if we weren't following the original. But like, again, I enjoyed it. But maybe if I hadn't had that, I might have been like, well, it's a stream it.
Yeah, maybe.
But to I just like be to like, see things in the theater. And I don't think if I hadn't known, I don't think I would have been like, well, that was a waste. Like, I feel like I still would have liked to see it in the theater.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're like this. Yeah. So I'm like, but to me also stream it to me means like, yeah, like what you're saying. It was fine or it was good, but I'm not gonna, it was just worth it to be like, put it on, you know what I mean? Whereas like you said, either you're planning your night around it or you're going to the theater, and you're like, I want to see this, like I want to see this, and I'm expecting it to be good. And again, it's because I feel like we did go in there without thought, but I don't know. Listen, I want to hear it. Tell us what you're, if you don't know anything about it, I'd love to know
what you thought of it, and you, but yeah, we like it. We're like this
fun times.
Maybe, but at the end of the day, it's our truth. No.
At the end of the day, that's our truth. That's our truth.
At the end of the day, we love it.
I love it. Yeah. It was Josh. Yeah. My PETA.
I've only seen one Hunger Games, and Sarah's like, we need to watch them all. Because I've always been like, PETA every time.
PETA bread. I love, again, what I say, the only man written by a woman, and yes, I'm including everyone that's ever been written by a woman, but I'm just kidding. But also, the first, no, here, let me amend that. The first man that I ever witnessed being written by a woman at the tender age.
That's beautiful.
I was just like, I love the tender him. Age. The tender age of 16. I was like, are you telling me? Anyway, he's just everything. And so anyway, yeah, Josh, Bridget Terabithia, we love you.
He's another one that we grew up with. Yeah, like him and Matthew Lillard. Always I'm like, been there. He's just he's always been. Perfect. And also, he's my birth year. Like, we're born the same year. I'm always like,
I love him.
I definitely looked it up. I always think of him as like, oh, we're born the same year. And then I'm like, are we? Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
His birthday was a month ago.
I just love him.
He's a Libra.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over there like doing the thing.
Well,
I do.
A month and a day.
I'm like, he was a grade above me then. You were like, right, but he's in the year. And I'm like, right, because you're born in May. We have a whole thing every time. Don't get us started. There's not even a reason to know it. There's not even, he was in this grade. And it's like, what was it? Me, age 90. Oh, so you're in 25th grade? Great. Like, literally still going by grades.
What grade are you in?
What grade are you 85. In? We're in the nursing home. Anyway.
In the school of life? I'm in grade 80.
Anyway, we grew up with Josh, and he's just, I was just so excited. I feel like I thought, you know what? I think that's a thing that I do wonder how I'd feel about it if it wasn't him in it. Cause I think he really does. Oh my God.
Another thing that I was saying to you too, and I was like, it's crazy that he's in this. Like, no, it's not.
I just love that it's wild him. If it was a random guy that one couldn't act as well, it was just kind of a rando, which is like, you know, there's merit to having someone that's new, obviously. Yeah. But I just feel like him being tied to it really cemented it being like, I want to see this, and I just feel good watching it.
He's got that star power.
He's
like, they could have done that thing like you said where it's like, well, here's someone, and they didn't. They just like pulled out as much as they needed to, I feel so like good. For the movie, you know?
I know, yeah. Me texting my mom, I'm like, we just saw it. She's like, I never heard of it. And I was like, well, Josh, how did you see it? She's like, oh, so that's why you like it. I'm like, no, it's good.
She's like,
it's amazing. Right. She's like, right. He's great. Anyway, we love it.
Yes.
Want to hear your thoughts though.
Let us know.
Let us know your background when you're coming into it.
Your background? Your
that sounds like a ASL. Job. Yeah. No, hey, tell us. Yeah. What do you got? Yeah. Truly.
But yeah, if you guys have a movie that you want us to cover or suggestion, please let us know. Please, if you want to watch, if you're not watching us, watch us on YouTube. From Under the Bed Podcast. You can find us. Yeah, give us a 5-star rating if you please. If you like us, share with a friend. And you can email us at fromunderthebedpodcast@gmail.com. Go to our website, fromunderthebedpodcast.com. Follow our socials where we are just acting like weirdos, but also just like
that's the best
having
part.
Fun online.
Yeah, perfect.
Which our Insta, From Under the Bed. Our TikTok is From Under the Bed Pod. And then our Twitter, FUTB Podcast, which it's not called Twitter anymore, but I'm still going to call it Twitter.
But guess what? It's what you know. It's what we all know.
Even know anymore.
But yeah. We're literally Xing it out, and also that is what it's called. But, you know.
Yeah.
Anywho.
But, yeah. Let us know if you want us, what you want us to cover. We'll probably, I don't know what we're doing next.
I know. What was it we were thinking about doing? We're like, do we go on a Matthew Lillard kick? Do we go on Scooby-Doo?
I know. We might do Scooby-Doo. Honestly, we've been doing things that are not as like horror. And we're like, let's do Haunted Mansion. Let's do Scooby-Doo. Listen, but honestly,
we're healing ourselves.
We're
okay?
Spooky.
We're just, yeah, that's never been. Yeah, we've always had a wide
we're
breath.
We're here to comfort
breath,
you.
Breath.
Yeah.
The word.
Bread. You know? Breath.
A bread. Pita bread.
A bread.
Anyway. I love it.
Okay. Bye,
Yay!
Guys.
Five Bye. Nights at Freddy's. Dum, 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 dum. The jerk, though. Dum, dum, dum,
dum. The animatronic family.
Bye. Bye. I can't. Us turns into powers off.